It's time for the color and excitement of high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Here on KGYM. Let's head to the stadium with our KGYM football crew. Dennis Knock with the sidelines reports. John Haggerty with expert commentary. And with all of the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
Well, good evening, everyone. Better late than never, but we're ready to go live from the Unidome on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa here in Cedar Falls as we get ready for the final state semifinal of 2016 and the second semifinal in Class 2A as tonight. It'll be the number 3-rated Mount Vernon Mustangs taking on the number 4-rated Knights of Union. Great to have you with us on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. Scott Unash alongside former Jefferson coach John Haggerty. Winner of this game will meet Boyden Hall Rock Valley, the Nighthawks, a 49-14 victor earlier tonight over Dyke New Hartford. And just seemed like yesterday. Oh, wait a minute. It was 2 days ago Union and Mount Vernon met. They did that at the U.S. Cellular Center on the volleyball court in a semifinal. And here they go again, meeting in a Class 2A football semifinal on a Saturday night, John.
And you know what that means, that there's quality athletes at both of these schools. Pick your gender, pick your sport. But Mount Vernon right now is had a big resurgence in football. And we were up here to call their championship game last year, which unfortunately they were runner-up to. And my, they're going to probably pick right up where they left off tonight in that, what was it, 70-56 matchup that we called with Spirit Lake last year?
Yep, last time we were here with Mount Vernon, it was a 70-56 2A state championship game. I don't know if we're going to have that many points put up on the board tonight, but we could have a lot of points put up on the board. Mount Vernon comes in 9-2. Union at 10-1. Mount Vernon lost their first two games of the year, both non-district, both to 3A powerhouses. They lost to Solon in the Highway 1 rivalry, 26-21, and then fell at C.O. Brown Stadium in Manchester to the West Delaware Hawks, 46-20. Since then, the Mustangs have rattled off 9 consecutive victories to come in at 9-2, their 24th appearance in the state football playoffs, and, of course, 3 championships, all under the former coach at Mount Vernon, the legendary Hall of Famer Jim Bellamy. For Union, 10-1, arguably the played in the toughest 2A district in the state of Iowa. You take a look at number 1 North Fayette Valley. Of course, Union, you had Waukon in there, some very good teams that didn't make it. Monticello was another very good team. Dyersville Beckman, and this is a Union team that split with North Fayette Valley, losing the regular season game, falling behind early, 56-21, and then they got some redemption last week in a 28-12 victory up in West Union. And two teams that like to put points on the board, and they just do it in a little bit different fashion sometimes.
And that's why I've been saying, if you've been listening to our previous broadcasts, that I think the two hottest teams in the state right now, one of them's playing here tonight against Mount Vernon, and that would be LaPorte City Union. I think they're just hot, Scott. They are on fire right now, both offensively and defensively, and, of course, the other team that was the one we called last night, Iowa City West. But Mount Vernon's going to have their hands full tonight. There is no doubt about it, because Joe Hadacek, the coach at Union, has got his team peaking at the exact right time.
Two teams averaging over 40 points a game. Mount Vernon, an offensive show, averaging 1 yard less than 500 yards a football game. They're right at 499 yards. And you would think that's all with Drew Adams in passing. He's done a great job with 224 yards a game, but 275 yards on the ground for this Mount Vernon football team. And they can do it in a number of ways. Sam Moore at the fullback spot, Jack Cochran, and they have teamed for over 2,100 yards so far. Sam Moore, 1,183 yards coming in. Jack Cochran should go over the 1,000-yard mark tonight. He is at 950 yards. Three receivers, they spread you out. And, oh, by the way, they got Tristan Wirfs and a lot of big beef up front, too.
Yeah, so you want to run the ball. I wonder which side you're going to run to if you really need a key third down on short yardage. But you're right. Both Lance Peterson and Joe Hadacek know exactly the weapons that they have, and they know how to utilize them. They know when to utilize them. They know how to put them in the right position to win. And honestly, I think you got two of the absolute best coaches in the state bar class going up against each other tonight, but they don't get to decide it. It's what they've got their kids doing that is going to count.
Union not too shabby on the offensive side with 385 yards a game. Doing more on the ground, though, to the tune of 235 yards. They got a terrific back in Isaiah Vaughn, 1,517 yards so far, 27 touchdowns. He's averaging 8 yards a carry. Look at this. Their top four backs are all averaging over 7.5 yards per carry. Something's got to give tonight. Mount Vernon's given up a few points this year. Union, a little bit more stingy, giving up only just a tick past 11 points per ball game. But the one stat I'm looking forward to tonight, this Union Knight defense is only giving up 87 passing yards a game. Mount Vernon and Drew Adams, they throw for 224, so something's got to give.
Yeah, with these offenses as prolific as they are, Scott, you know, a lot of times it comes down to the defense and who's going to play the best defense. We hear the old cliche all the time that defense wins championships. I'm not sure that's completely true anymore, but you know what? It plays a big role in it. Which team's going to step up defensively tonight? Because we know both offenses are going to click.
High school football presented by First Federal Credit Union right here on KGYM all through the football season. We'll get into the basketball season coming up a week from next Tuesday as well. And thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Shellstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. We do appreciate it. And you can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Coming your way on the Holmes Murphy pregame show here before this final semifinal, and we mentioned Boyden Hall Rock Valley, a 49-14 winner over Dyke New Hartford earlier on. Two good teams going at it. Tell you what, Boyden Hall Rock Valley, they can do it offensively, they can do it defensively, and they were, whoever wins this game, going to have a tall task going up against the Nighthawks.
Agreed. They will have their hands full, there's no doubt. A very physical team. They love to come out on both sides of the ball and just rock your world. We saw some hits that I haven't seen at a two-way level in a long, long time from the Nighthawks. And, you know, they're coming all the way down from almost the northwest corner of Iowa, but they have a mission. You can just tell they're a team on a mission right now. So whichever team is lucky enough to come away tonight in this contest, going to have their hands full next week.
Absolutely. And Union out on the field right now taking their last-minute warm-ups. Mount Vernon and Lance Peterson just went into the garage behind the UNI football door that the Panthers come out. And, by the way, great win today by the UNI Panthers down in Macomb, Illinois, as they knocked off Western Illinois to even their record at 5-5 for the year. For Mount Vernon, Drew Adams leading the way at the quarterback spot. He's thrown for 2,400 yards this year, 27 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. Oh, by the way, he's still only a junior. We saw him last year start as a sophomore. He was outstanding again and has had another outstanding season.
Yeah, I still remember last year when we finally got to call a Mount Vernon game, and we heard about this sophomore kid that was a quarterback and had some game to him. And you saw him in that championship game, and for sure in the semifinals last year, and you said, oh, my gosh, this kid is not a sophomore. Only a junior this year, but he plays like he's been a senior for several years.
And he's got some great receivers. Of course, lost Connor Herman last year, who set so many records in that state championship game. But Cole Sneddon, Jack Cochran coming out of the backfield, Jack Boots Miller in there, Jared Booth, Blake Booth, Sam Moore can catch it out of the backfield as well. But you can't concentrate on Mount Vernon's passing game because you have a Sam Moore back there who does a great job kind of, I don't want to call him a fullback or anything like that, but that's what he plays in the field.
Absolutely, and Jack Cochran just does it all too. You're going to see him run the ball a lot. You're going to see him going out for passes. There's so many weapons that Lance Peterson has. It's going to be interesting to watch the chessmanship that goes on between these two coaches, between Lance Peterson and Joe Hadachek. They're going to have the eyes up in the sky. All sorts of things they're going to be looking for in terms of dictating what plays, what formations they use on offense.
And, of course, running behind Tristan Wirfs quite a bit in this football game. The future Iowa Hawkeye, 6'5", 315-pound bulldozer at left tackle, along with Ian Bootsmiller over there on the left side. And the right side's not bad, too, with Perry and Butts at 260 and 225. Both these schools have big, big offensive and defensive lines, especially on the offensive side.
Yes, and to go along with that, they're very athletic. Multi-sport athletes, both sides of the ball, both teams, and that also is going to bring your game intelligence up. Both of these schools are used to winning. And so when you get down to crunch time here tonight, nobody's going to blink. Nobody's going to fold up their tent. Both teams are just going to compete to the very end. It's going to probably go 48 minutes.
Union doesn't throw it quite as much, but they got a good quarterback as well in Troy Hannes, who was completing 68% of his passes, 16 touchdowns to only 7 interceptions. Kobe Alpers is the leading receiver for this Union team, 47 receptions for 8 touchdowns, and he's averaging just over 14 yards a reception for Joe Hattacek. Union making their 10th appearance. And, of course, they won a state championship in 3A back in 2011 with Jay Scheel and Joe's oldest son. He was a skill guy. There's another Hattacek out there by the name of Brock Hattacek. But as you like to say, he's got his hand in the turf.
Yeah, and he's an unbelievable linebacker, too. When they're on defense tonight, you're going to hear Hattacek mentioned a lot because from that linebacker position, he loves getting his nose dirty.
Union and Mount Vernon getting ready to go at it here in the semifinal in Class 2A. The winner will take on Boyden Hall Rock Valley, and that will be coming up next Friday afternoon. We already have a pair of games coming your way on Championship Friday next week on KGYM. Iowa City Regina moving on to the state championship game. Oh, by the way, it's going to be a rematch with Western Christian for the 1A title. That'll be Friday morning. We're hoping to be here at about 2 o'clock then, right afterwards, with Mount Vernon. And then we'll have Iowa City West football against Dowling coming your way next Friday night. So it's going to be a very, very busy Friday coming your way right here on KGYM. Let's take a look at the starting offensive units for both of these teams as they get ready to come back out onto the field here. First of all, for the Mount Vernon Mustangs, their starting offense, of course, Drew Adams at quarterback, the 5'11", 180-pound junior, throwing for 2,400 yards this year and 27 touchdowns. In the backfield, he'll play tailback, but he's going to go out in a slot. He's going to go all over the place. That's Jack Cochran, the 6'3", 200-pound senior. Sam Moore, the 5'10", 195-pound senior with 1,183 yards. He will line up at the fullback. Three receivers. Jared Booth is the X, the 6', 170-pound senior. Jack Bootsmiller is the Y, 6'3", 210, and a senior. And Cale Sneddon is the 6'2", 175-pound junior. He's the deep threat for this Mount Vernon team. The future Iowa Hawkeye, Tristan Werfs at left tackle, 6'5", 315 pounds. Left guard, Ian Bootsmiller, 6'2", 225 at a senior. Hunter Horman at center, 6', 215-pound senior. And right guard, it's Zach Perry, 5'11", 260 pounds junior. And at right tackle is John Butts at 6'1", 225 pounds. And Butts is a junior. That's the starting offensive unit for Mount Vernon. They came out in their maroon. They've gone back, and now they're back into their white jersey tops for the Mount Vernon.
Must be a superstition sort of thing.
Union will be the home team, and they're wearing gray, our favorites. Gray, but black numbers, thankfully, which makes it a little bit easier to see. The Union offense, let's take a look at that right now. At the quarterback spot will be Troy Hannes, 5'10", 180 pounds, and a junior. The feature back is Isaiah Vaughn at 5'10", 180 pounds, and a senior. They'll go three wide most of the time with Ryan Miller, 5'10", 175, and a senior. Dylan Steck, 6'1", 175, and a senior. And Kobe Alpers at 5'10", 155, and a senior. They'll rotate tight ends with John Boyson and also Jordan Schmitz, both pretty big, 195 and 210 pounds, respectively. At left tackle is Michael Aronson. He's a 6'1", 305-pound senior. Also up front, it'll be Brock Hattacek, 6'4", 200-pound senior, the coach's son. At center, Carter Brehm, 6'3", 290, and a junior. On the right side of the line, at guard, Keaton Newgren, 6'4", 280 pounds, and a senior. And Dason Douglas, a 6'3", 225-pound senior. That is the offensive lineup for the Union High Knights out of LaPorte City. And, of course, not only LaPorte City, but also representing the Dysart and Mount Auburn area will be LaPorte City Union coming into the game here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. We're going to step aside on the Holmes Murphy pregame show. We'll take a break, come back, have the national anthem for you, and the opening kickoff of this 2A semifinal. It's number 3 Mount Vernon and number 4 Union going at it. Winner gets Boyden Hall Rock Valley next Friday afternoon in the 2A finals. I beg your pardon, here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. We'll take a break, come back with more after this. You're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union right here on KGYM Sports.
Hey, you should be thinking about high school sports, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on what the coaches have to say. And when you're back in the office Monday, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Let's go back to the stadium for coaches' interviews and more analysis of tonight's game. It's the Holmes Murphy pregame show. Once again, here's Scott Unash.
Back at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls, getting ready for the national anthem here before this 2A semifinal between Mount Vernon and Union, as several Union students will be singing the national anthem here as they observe the Veterans Day holiday, of course, which occurred yesterday around our great country. So we will join with the Union and Mount Vernon students, as well as the football team and Honor America, with playing and singing of our national anthem coming up here in just a moment. And this will be a vocal ensemble from Union High School that will perform our national anthem here at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. National anthem here from the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. Pretty good crowd on hand, considering that we got a pretty big battle about an hour and a half south of here, down I-380.
There's football somewhere else tonight?
Yeah, I've heard that. There are rumors to the effect that there might be a football game down south, but got a pretty good one here, I think, ready to go. Of course, Union very close. Only about a 15-minute drive from the Uni Dome away. 15 to 30 minutes, depending where you are in the Union District.
And I think they all showed up tonight, but a very strong contingent from Mount Vernon, too, across the way on the far side from the press box where we're seated.
You're doing some double-dipping tonight, football-wise. We welcome you in here on KGYM. Mount Vernon's going to be the visiting team. They will be in their white jerseys with the maroon numbers and the maroon and black pants and the maroon helmets with the silver Mustang. And Union, as we mentioned, they'll be in the home gray with black numbers trimmed in red, the black helmets with the red and white stripes, and the black pants as the captains are meeting out at the 50-yard line, getting ready to get this one kicked off here. And what are you looking for, John, as we get ready for this 2A semifinal?
Well, remembering that I spent a lot of time on the defensive coordinator side of the ball, Scott, I really enjoy watching Mount Vernon's offense, but they got to play defense tonight too, because I promise you that Union and Joe Hadachek, their coach, is going to come here with some schemes tonight to try and exploit their defense. So they've got to find a way to not just have this be a shootout. They're good at getting in shootouts, but when you get into a shootout and you just keep letting the other team come along for the ride with you, Scott, you can open up the door to get let down at the very end. So Mount Vernon has got to play solid defense tonight, as they always play great offense.
Union won the toss, and the Knights have elected to receive. They want the football first. Mount Vernon's captains, Horman, Werps, and Adams out there, as Lance Peterson in his third year at Mount Vernon after coming over from Wilton. And he's making his 11th appearance in the state playoffs. Of course, had so many great years at Wilton with the Beavers, and now at Mount Vernon. It's here in the last couple of seasons, last three seasons. Of course, the son of the Hall of Famer at West Branch, Butch Peterson.
Spent a little time growing up in West Branch, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I imagine Butch is probably somewhere over there, probably with a little bit of maroon on here tonight for helping out his son. 24th appearance. Mount Vernon is 38-20, of course, with three state championships, Union 10-8 all-time as far as the playoffs. Joe Hadachek making his eighth appearance in the playoffs, all for Union. Set to go here from the dome as Union will go from left to right. Mount Vernon will defend the north goal here to get things started. And back deep for Union to start off the ball game here. They will send twin safeties at about the 15-yard line. And getting ready to kick off for Mount Vernon will be Tyler Elliott. He's a sophomore, 5'8", 140-pounder. As we are just about set to get this one underway from the Unidome here in Cedar Falls. Mount Vernon with the approach and the kick. It's going to be a short kick taken at the 32-yard line by one of the upbacks. 35 coming up to the 40-yard line is Jordan Schmitz, and he'll take it to about the 42. So the pooch kick doesn't work quite as well as Mount Vernon envisioned, and the Knights will have it first and 10 right there at the 42. In fact, they'll mark it at the 43-yard line. Give me the Mount Vernon defense coming up. Jack Boots Miller, Ian Boots Miller, Tristan Werfs, Coy Martin up front. Moore, Horman, Clark, the linebackers, Cochran, Elliott, Snedden, and Booth in the defensive backfield. They'll run it out of the pistol formation with Vaughn to the right of the quarterback. Hannes gets the snap on the read option. Hands it off Vaughn going left side and gets to the corner and gets about four, maybe five, out close to the 48-yard line before he's put down. It'll be a gain of five and second down coming up for Union. Nothing fancy there on the very first play of the ball game.
Isaiah Vaughn, very quick feet coming across on that attempt to get outside there. He's got very, very fast feet.
Second down and five, we'll call it. Hannes, again, in the pistol formation. He'll send a man in motion. That is Miller. Inside handoff coming back to the right side. Crossing the 50 is Vaughn. Close to a first down. Tackled in there by Sam Moore at the middle linebacker spot, but he'll get it into Mount Vernon territory, and it'll put it at the 47-yard line. Officials will take a look, and they'll signal first down. Little cross-buck action that time for the Union Knights.
One of the things that a lot of times coaches will do is if they read full flow on linebackers on the very first couple of plays, they'll just run counter right away.
Hannes will go over to the sideline and get the play each and every time. Twin receivers out to the left side. That'll be Schmitz and Miller. One receiver out to the right side. They'll go with the slot. Down to five in the play clock. Here's Vaughn on the sweep. Left side breaks one tackle. 45 and thrown down. Spins ahead. It gets to about the 41-yard line. That's six more. And a good surge by that Union front five right now.
Colton Clark blitzing through on the left side and got through and saw the play was going to the opposite side, and he still ran it down and made the tackle.
Gain of six, though, second down. Dylan Steck out to the left side this time. Twin receivers out to the right. Miller will be the wideout. Mount Vernon showing blitz. Here they come. Off the read option. Hand off Vaughn. Starts left, went back to the right. Crosses the 35. He's got another Knight first down. He'll take the ball down to the Mount Vernon 33-yard line. That's eight more and the second first down of the drive for Union.
And another blitz coming in this side from the left defensive side, and the blitzing back that came in ran right past the handoff.
Tyler Elliott, the strong safety, comes up to make the stop. 2 minutes into it, no score, but Union on the move on their opening drive here of the 2A semifinal. Steck out to the right side. Schmitz and Miller to the left. Again, they'll go with the slot look. And on the read option, handed off to Vaughn. Slips as he turned the corner, got to the 30 and went down right there. After a gain of three, might have had a lot more, but the turf monster came up and got him right at the 30-yard line.
Some wholesale substitutions coming in offensively now for Union.
Boyson will come into the game. as the second tight end, 6'195" senior. Steck up top, Miller to the right side of the formation along with Boysen in the slot. They'll send a man in motion. Bad snap, loose on the floor, and picked up by Vaughn. He'll fall on it back at the 34-yard line. And it's going to bring up a third down and long after the loss of about five.
Snap back to the quarterback was good, but there was just too much motion and crisscrossing confusion back there when the ball hit the turf. Union very fortunate to come back up with that.
See what Mount Vernon dials up defensively right here. Third down, called a long 11 at the 35-yard line. Ball just inside the left hash mark. Four receivers, two to the left and two to the right. Vaughn will stay in the backfield for Hannes. Mount Vernon shows blitz, they'll back it off. Hannes rolls to the right side, going to throw deep down the right sideline and way overthrown. Incomplete. Going out there for Ryan Miller. It was Elliott on defense there for Mount Vernon.
Good pressure being brought into the backfield by guess who? That would be Max Shady as he came in and forced that throw out of bounds much sooner than Union would have liked it.
Fourth down, and we'll see Boysen come in to at least show punt. Remember, line of scrimmage is a 35-yard line. See if they can try to pin Mount Vernon deep here with this punt. Stedden will drop back for the Mustangs at about the five. They will punt it away. Very high spiral kick, and it's going to go way into the end zone. Going to be a 35-yard punt, but only a net of 15. And with 8:20 to play here in the first quarter, we'll have a media timeout as Mount Vernon will get set to get the ball for the first time. We'll keep you updated on the Hawk game tonight as well. Iowa State, a winner earlier on today. UNI, a winner earlier on today as well, down in Macomb against Western Illinois. A little bend but don't break right there by the Mount Vernon Mustang defense.
Well, it was a good job there of staying on top of things in terms of putting pressure on the backfield. I think on almost every play, there was some defensive blitzing from somebody in terms of the linebacker core for the Mustangs.
Might see that all night long, too. Mount Vernon likes to blitz. They do get burned a few times with it, though. But the defense has been stout. Coming off a pair of wins in the playoffs, beating Centerville 48-7, and then the rematch against Williamsburg, winning the second go-around by 10 at 42-32.
Wasn't quite as easy the second time around, however.
No, it wasn't.
Credit Williamsburg for that.
Mount Vernon football. Start things off. Drew Adams back there, the junior quarterback. He'll have Sam Moore off to his right. And on first down, the inside handoff to Moore breaks one. Oh. Tackle, lost the football. Loose it about the line of scrimmage. And I think Union's got it. Oh, they're going to say he was down. Wow. That's a big break for Mount Vernon.
Well, I thought that ball came out before he went down, and everybody's heads are turning to the big screen to see if they'll get a replay on that.
I'm not so sure. They're going to get a replay. Moore broke one tackle. Oh, man.
Oh, my.
That's not even close.
Yeah, he was hit from behind, and the ball was on the ground before his knee came close to hitting the turf.
Now they're going to have a stoppage, and we're going to have a false start whistled against Mount Vernon. Well, there's a break. Mustang fans.
That was called by the line judge over on the Union sideline. And I got to tell you right now, Joe Hadachek is going to be in his ear on that one.
And really, Coach Hadachek has a big beef. Adams on the quarterback draw up the middle to the 15. Angles left to the 20 and gets close to the 25-yard line. And that's something new for Drew Adams. A little bit bigger this year than he was a year ago, and he can run that quarterback draw.
He has marbled up since last year. He's got much thicker legs. You can tell his arms and shoulders. He's been in the weight room for sure.
Spread look, third down and five. Cochran coming in motion off the fake. Adams to throw. Going to go deep down the left sideline, and an over-the-shoulder catch made at the 40-yard line and down at the 35-yard line for Mount Vernon is Jared Booth. Big-time throw and an even better catch.
Ball was thrown as far as it could possibly be heaved, and it hit Booth right in the hands. The defender was right there and able to make the tackle as soon as the catch was made.
Gain of 39, first and 10, Mount Vernon at the 34. Here comes the blitz, handoff, Moore breaks one tackle, lost the football again, and this time Union does have it at the 33-yard line, and coming up with it for the Knights was Jordan Schmitz. Well, he dodged one bullet, then dodged the second one.
And again, everybody's eyes going to the big screen for the replay, and again, same as last time, it just wasn't even close as the ball came out this time, was stripped from behind.
But the officials got this one correct. So the break right there, we saw that in the last game, John, as well. Not so much tackling, but just tackling the football with Boyd and Holrock Valley.
So many defensive coordinators now are spending quality time in their fundamental drills every day with coming in to make tackles and it's simultaneous stripping of the ball. Especially when you're coming in from behind, that over-the-shoulder arm that comes around to wrap up is a natural for just ripping that ball out. And we're, you're right, Scott, we're seeing that more and more from everybody.
No score. Mount Vernon and Union, both teams moving the ball pretty effectively on their opening drives. Union stopped on a third down at about the Mount Vernon 35-yard line. Mount Vernon giving it up on the fumble. No score with 7:03 to play here in the opening quarter. Both teams gathered around their coaching staffs. And it'll be Union ball at the 33-yard line. Vaughn will be the lone setback. Next to the quarterback, the junior Troy Hannes. Three receivers at the right side of the formation, one to the left. Cochran showing blitz for Mount Vernon. They've got eight in the box. Off the fake. Here's the keeper by Hannes up the middle. Breaks through. 40. He could go to the Mount Vernon 40. Angling to the left of the 30. Make it Vaughn, and he's going to go. He got the direct snap. And he'll take it all the way in for the Union touchdown from 67 yards out.
Well, you called it, Scott. The defense came up and had six guys on the line of scrimmage, leaving only one or two linebackers who were spread out pretty far. So when Hannes broke through that first initial defensive line, he was off to the races, and there was nobody that could catch him.
67 yards for the Union touchdown. And just like that, the Knights take the lead on the big play. Extra point try coming up here from John Boyson. Or check that, Dakota Hora will try the extra point. Out of the hold of Boyson. Hora, 6'1", 152-pound senior. And the right-footed kicker puts it up and good. 6:52 to play here in the opening quarter. And it's Union on top. Knight 7, Mount Vernon nothing. Back after this 30-second timeout as you're listening. The coverage of the 2016 State Football Playoffs presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM Sports.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No Strings Checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Back with you at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. Scott Unash alongside John Hagerty. As Union scores first on the 67-yard run by Isaiah Vaughn. And for Vaughn, his 28th touchdown of the year. And Union on top, 7-0. Mount Vernon, no panic. They've been down several times this season, especially in the non-district games. And you got an offense that's predicated on putting points on the board.
Yes, they know that they're going to put a lot of points on the board. They're confident in their ability for their offense to come back. And right now, though, after two stripped fumbles, they've got to keep their hands on the ball and wrap up.
Cole Snedden will drop along with Jack Cochran for Mount Vernon. And they'll line up twin safeties at about the 8-yard line to get the kick from Dakota Hora. We'll kick it away from left to right. 7-0 Union. Here's the approach and the kick. Kind of a side-winding kick. It will come down to Jack Cochran at the 8. To the 10. Angling right, 15. Cuts it up at the numbers, 20, 25, and out to about the 27-yard line. 19 yards on the kickoff return, and Mount Vernon will have it right there, first and 10. As Drew Adams will lead the offense out there. Probably a lot of talk about ball protection on the sidelines from the Mount Vernon coaching staff. Trip receivers out to the left side. Boots Miller out there along with Sneddon. Out of the shotgun, off the fake. Adams on the read option. Keeper angling right. He lost the football. And again, they will say.
They're calling it down.
They were down.
Oh, and everybody on the Mount Vernon sideline breathing a sigh of relief. And simultaneously, everybody's necks are turning to the big screen again.
Oh.
And the officials are hoping it's not shown.
Drew Adams goes 4-4. It'll be second down and 6. Here is the toss. Cochran to the corner. 35 turns it up at the 40. He's got the first down to the 43-yard line. Taken down by Dylan Steck in the open field.
That was good strategy to come right up, go to the line of scrimmage, and snap that ball by the offense for Mount Vernon, not allowing anybody in the technology department to show that replay.
First down. Shotgun snap off the fake. Adams back to throw. Has all day. Throws deep middle into double coverage and incomplete. As tried to get it, believe Boots Miller down the middle. And it will be second down and 10.
Boots Miller and Sneddon both ran routes that had them end up within about 5 yards of each other when that ball was delivered. Something's not quite right whenever you see two receivers that close to each other.
So it'll be second down and 10. Off the quick count, here is a handoff coming to the left side and getting about 4 across the 45. That time to the 46-yard line was Moore following Tristan Wirfs, and that's not a bad idea.
Boy, and Moore covering up all portions of that ball, both tips, front, back, side, everything.
Quick count, third down and 6. Adams rolls, looking, under pressure, spins away from one defender. Now will run, 45 to the 50, and spun down short of the first down. Good open field tackle over there by Quentin Kinsel, 175-pound junior outside linebacker for the Knights.
Good coverage downfield by the Knights, but a couple of nifty spin moves there by Drew Adams. First, to run out of the pocket and elude the sack, and second, to get very near the fourth down marker.
Tyler Elliott in punt formation, and he will punt it away. Low end-over-end kick will take a big Mount Vernon bounce inside the 10, inside the 5, and will roll into the end zone. That'll be a 49-yard punt, but only a 29-yard net, and exactly 5 minutes remaining here in the first quarter, and Union on top of Mount Vernon, 7-0. And it looks like they will go ahead and let him play here, which we appreciate. Talked to Bud Legg here before we got started, and I said, Bud, you remember when games were played in an hour and 15? He proudly said, I had the refereeing job in the quickest championship game ever. I thought that was apropos.
Those days are gone.
Those days are gone. So it'll be first down for Union on the 20-yard line. Exactly 5 to play first quarter. Honest back there along with Vaughn. And off the fake. Honest back to throw. Looking deep. Now rolls out of the pocket. He's going to run. Angling to the far sideline. Hit from behind. And scoots ahead across the 25 to about the 26-yard line. He was chased in there by several Mustangs, but got away from a couple, and actually a second effort got him about 6.
Twin receivers on both sides all ran 9-route streaks straight down the field on the go routes, and that's awful tough. If you feel any heat in the backfield there for the quarterback to deliver that one, all four are going as fast as they can straight downfield.
Second down and 4 coming up for Union. Twin receivers out to the right, 2 to the left, 1 in the slot. And they'll send a man in motion. Here is the jet sweep and the give to Alpers. Trying to turn the corner, does. 35 up the middle to the 40-yard line before Sneddon makes the tackle. And it'll be another Union first down on the pickup of 14.
Excellent blocking by Union's front line here. They do a good job of getting under the pads of Mount Vernon and keeping their feet moving. They're locking on.
First down, Hannes on the quick out. Pass caught and a big stick by Snedden right at the line of scrimmage at the 40-yard line as he brings down Alpers. It'll be second down and 10. Union tried to go a little bit of no huddle there and quick count. First catch of the night for Alpers, leading receiver on the year. It'll be second down and 10. Spread formation, three receivers to the right side, off the fake. Again, here's Vaughn on the direct snap. Goes up the middle to the 43-yard line and then pushed back by a whole host of white shirts. Led in there by Cody Connolly, a 220-pound junior. Giving Tristan Wirfs a little bit of a blow there.
Yeah, the first couple of plays on defense here, they kept him out because you're a lineman going both ways the entire game. You got to get some blows here and there or anywhere you can.
Third down at 7, 0-for-1 in the game so far, Union. Clock running, 2:45 to play first quarter, 7-0 Union on top. Three receivers to the short side, one to the right, off the fake. Hannes throws the slant, caught at the 50-yard line, and a first down into Mount Vernon territory. Down to the Mustang 48 as the catch was made by John Boyson. And that'll be a pickup of 9 and another Union first down. That was a pretty easy pitch and catch that time. First down on the handoff to Vaughn. Coming to the right side, grabbed and bulldogged down right at the line of scrimmage. Colden Clark, Jack Cochran also in on the stop there for Mount Vernon. So it'll be second down and 10. They'll direct snap at Devon. That's what they did on the touchdown. And they'll run kind of a counter, but it's an unusual counter.
They like to spread the field.
Second down and 10 from the Mount Vernon 48-yard line. Hannes calling signals off the read option. Fakes, throws, slant, caught again. Ryan Miller makes the catch and picks up about 8 to about the 40, maybe the 41-yard line.
That little hook-curl zone pattern in there, it's just a simple little hitch. And earlier in the game, you heard me talking about how the four receivers for Union were running streak go patterns right down the field. That's making the secondary for Mount Vernon respect that and backpedal on every play, and that's what leaves those little quick hitches underneath wide open.
Mount Vernon trying to get to their second consecutive 2A state championship game. Slot left. Runner starts in motion. Direct snap to Vaughn. Could have been some movement. No flags. Vaughn gets away to the 30-yard line, angling toward the near sideline and out of bounds at the 25. Boy, it looked like there was a false start there, but nothing called. They let him play on. It's going to be a gain of 16 and another night first down.
Well, Vernon's defense has done a nice job of bottling up the run in between the tackles, but they haven't done a good job of setting the edge on any of these outside runs.
Twin receivers right, twins to the left, off the fake. Vaughn up the middle on the read option. It gets only about a yard. Boots Miller on the stop. That was Jack. It'll be second down and 9. Boy, Vaughn already with 11 carries in this football game.
If you look at his stats for this season, he started out a little bit slow but got so strong as the year's gone on, and you can just see the confidence level when he runs.
After the gain of 1, second down and 9 from the right hash at the Mount Vernon 24. 30 seconds to play. Could be the final play of quarter number 1. Vaughn in there running the show. Off the fake. He'll keep it. Comes to the right side. Nothing doing. Good defensive play in there for Mount Vernon by the captain, Hunter Horman, the 215-pound linebacker. And we'll see if Union elects to run another play. No gain. It'll be third down and 9 coming up.
I think they're just going to let the first quarter expire here.
We are through one from the Union Dome in Cedar Falls. It is number 4 Union on top of number 3 Mount Vernon, 7-0. We'll take 1 minute timeout and come back with quarter 2 right after this. You're listening to High School Football at 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids.
Hey, you should be thinking about high school sports, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on what the coaches have to say. And when you're back in the office Monday, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No strings checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Back with you here at the Unidome at Cedar Falls as veterans from both Union and Mount Vernon are being honored here at the quarter break here. And that was Travis Fleschner,
superintendent of schools at Union in LaPorte City.
How about that? Veteran got a big hand, and now Mount Vernon getting their veteran recognized. Total yards, first quarter, 146, John, for the Union Knights to 64 for Mount Vernon. Already, Isaiah Vaughn has carried it 12 times for 109 yards and a touchdown for Union.
Remember what I said my key to the game was?
Yep.
They got to play defense. You know that Mount Vernon is going to come out and move the ball. But the key to winning this game is they've got to go three. They got to get three and outs, and they've got to take away the big play. And right now, the reason the Union's up 7-0 is because of the big play and the run by Vaughn of 67 yards.
Third down, though, a little more than nine coming up as we start quarter number two. And the time of possession battle really one-sided right now in favor of the Union Knights. Wide side of the field to the left. Vaughn will stay in there. And now we've got a timeout taken here, and Lance Peterson is beside himself. As somebody was lined up incorrectly for Mount Vernon. And boy, that hurts when you have the entire quarter break to talk things over and it doesn't go right.
Saw that in the game previous to this as well. And those are types of things that you don't want to have to worry about when you get to the Unidome. In the semifinals or the final game, those things should just automatically take care of themselves.
Again, 146 total yards for Union into the first quarter to 64 so far for the Mount Vernon Mustangs. Right now, first quarter score, Michigan on top of Iowa by a score of 3-0. And Hawks apparently had a fake punt that went very awry.
Did you say fake punt?
Yeah, you called a fake punt.
I did! I cannot believe Iowa fake punted. Oh, my goodness.
But it didn't go well, apparently.
Oh, my goodness. I'm happy they just tried that. Oh, my.
So it'll be third and nine coming up after the quarter break and a timeout. Hannes back in there at quarterback for Union. Vaughn to his right. Slot right. Two receivers to the left. Shotgun snap. Hannes back to throw. Throws the out. Too tall and complete. Looking for Dylan Steck right at the marker at about the 16-yard line. And now we'll see Hora come out to attempt a field goal here for the Knights.
You're wondering why that ball was thrown high and hard. It's because Tristan Wirfs was bearing down on Hannes, and he said, I'm getting rid of this ball right now.
Going to be a 42-yard attempt from the right hash here by the senior Dakota Hora. Of course, we're indoors, so perfect conditions. Good snap, placement made, kick on its way, low line drive, has the distance, hits the right upright, no good.
Bounces off the upright.
And it will stay 7-0 on the missed field goal.
Boy, he wanged that. Those vibrations are still going back and forth.
5-minute, 9-second drive that comes up empty, though, for Union. So that's a win for the Mount Vernon defense at this point.
No doubt about it. And anything you can do to keep them off the board right now and get the ball back in your hands, that's gravy for Mount Vernon. Now, they've got to find a way that they're getting this ball back to get some offense going and points on the board. Because in their first two possessions, they got down inside Union territory but came away empty-handed.
7-0 in favor of Union. If you're joining us late, Isaiah Vaughn, a 67-yard run on a Wildcat look. Extra point made it 7-0. Jeff Downing tells us it actually wasn't a fake punt.
Oh, getting my hopes up like that.
Kaluzi ran and tripped over and tripped. We're just going to say tripped. So... well, there maybe later on, your wish will come true.
Next thing you'll be telling me they're blitzing. Defense.
7-0 Union. Right now, 9 minutes and 1 second. Total time of possession to 3:09. Adams deep drop back to throw. Tried the middle screen to Moore and just threw it into the ground. Incomplete. Union was all over that. They had it sniffed out.
They had an outside linebacker coming in on a blitz, and they had the two interior linemen that just felt the no pressure right away and said, something not right there. I got to just stay put.
Second down and 10. Ball after the missed field goal from the 20-yard line. Adams off the fake. Hands it off to Cochran right side, swims across the 25, and out to about the 28-yard line. A little crossbuck action right there for Lance Peterson.
This is a full-flow, hard-pursuing defense for Joe Hattacek. And whenever you get that, it's good to do some kind of misdirection or counters.
I formation, quick count, third down. Adams on the sneak, second effort, I think, got it.
Yep.
He was stopped early, and then the second effort took him for the first down. Dayson Douglas on the stop, but they will move the chains as the ball just crosses the 30-yard line and first down Mount Vernon.
Good job by all 11 guys of getting up to that line of scrimmage immediately, not allowing the defense for Union to get there.
Snend to the right side, one receiver to the left, off the fake, back to throw, Drew Adams. Looking, oh! Hit and brought down. He got pummeled at the 19-yard line by Brady Rempe. A linebacker. Adams hung in there and hung too long. Wow, that was a big hit.
Straight five-step drop back, and he could have gotten rid of the ball. In fact, he even pumped it, but thought better of it, and that's where he paid the price.
In the NFL, that would have been a penalty because he got him up high, but not in high school ball. Shotgun snap, Adams back to throw, being pressured again, spins away, steps up in the pocket, freelancing, now throws the right sideline for Snedden and overshot him incomplete, and a late flag comes in.
It's going to be a lineman downfield.
Yep.
It just took so long for that play to develop, and the amount of time that was bought in looking downfield for a possible receiver, there's just no way that Drew Adams couldn't have had a lineman downfield.
Yeah, it's going to be lineman downfield, and I would imagine Union will probably decline it, don't you think, to make it
third and 20? I would think they should.
We'll see what Joe Hattacek will do here. And it will be declined. Drew Adams off to a tough start. He's 1-for-4 so far. It's been the pass rush.
Yep, they've had good pressure defensively for Union.
Third down and 20 from the 20-yard line.
And Adams took a huge shot on that blast play, too.
Sam Moore will stay in the block. Adams shotgun back to throw. Has time. Lofts it deep down the middle and overshot. Cochran incomplete. But there were 1, 2, 3, 4 Union gray jerseys down there.
Solid coverage by the secondary for Union. Just solid. It's a smothering defense right now.
Doing a lot of nice things here so far. Are the Knights. Tyler Elliott punted away. 49-yarder his first time down. Gets the snap, gets it away. An end-over-end kick, taking it at the 48-yard line. Straight up the hash right, 40 to the 30-yard line. Cutting back 25, and look out. To the 10, to the 5, and a touchdown for Kobe Alpers, who takes it all the way back for the score. 55 yards on the punt return.
I don't know what to tell you other than the first five guys downfield did a nice job of breaking down, but there was a nice little juke move there by Alpers, and then he cut it to the outside going to his right, and when everybody followed him, then he just came back to the left like all good running backs do. He cut back against the grain and reversed his field, went into the end zone for the score.
52 yards on the punt return officially. And Hora will try to tack on the extra point, and it's 13-0 here in favor of the Union Knights. On the Alpers, 52-yard punt return. Extra point try on its way, and it's good. No panic as of yet. This Mount Vernon offense can get things going, but they're going to have to climb out of a two-touchdown hole. 10-13 to play first half. Union 14, Mount Vernon nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back to the Unidome right after this. You're listening to coverage of the 2016 State Football Playoffs here on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, 14-0 lead for Union. Winner gets Boyden Hall Rock Valley in the championship. That will be next Friday afternoon here from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Very, very impressed by this Union Knight football team so far.
We knew coming in that they were one of the hottest teams around. All they did was rip through North Fayette Valley, avenging a big loss earlier in the season. And when you get a team of destiny that thinks they're on a mission, Scott, that's my definition of being a hot team. Iowa City West is doing it right now. So is Union.
Cochran and Snedden will drop back for the Mustangs. Second quarter, 10-13, time remaining. And really still plenty of time here for the Mustangs to get back into this one. Hora will kick it off from right to left. Here's the approach and the boot. End over end, not real deep. And Snedden will have it at the 8-yard line. Angling right, coming behind Cochran, gets to the 20, and slips through a couple of defenders, but then brought down at the 23-yard line. Jace Glenn on the stop there for Union. 16-yard return. And this offense, so far, kind of in first gear right now.
Now, all three phases of the game have not been sharp for Lance Peterson and his Mustangs. The offense has been fumbling the ball away. The defense hasn't been wrapping up or solid lockdown coverage, and then the punt return for the touchdown. All three phases not clicking right now.
Split backs, handoff Moore. Trying to go left, brought down on a big bear hug of a tackle by Dayson Douglas. My goodness, he went through there quickly.
Came in from the backside and shot a gap. Nobody accounted for him on the line of scrimmage.
Moore with three carries so far and 0 yards. Coming in with 1,183 on the year. Again, shotgun split backs. Adams rolls the pocket to the right. Looking to throw on second and long. Throws back middle. Caught by Moore. Short gain, though, across the 25 to the 27-yard line. Brady Rempe got him by the legs right there. So it's going to be a gain of about 7 and a third and long coming up.
Snedden and Booth going down deep patterns, but they can't get any separation. It's just lockdown coverage by the Union secondary.
Third down and 7. Adams back to throw. Has time. Guns the near side and a leaping attempt. Intercepted off the deflection. Coming back, Alpers. He's to the 10. Cuts to the middle of the field. And he's going to walk in for the touchdown. Tough break for Mount Vernon as that pass, John, was deflected.
It was intended for Boothmiller. He got a hand on it. In fact, it almost like a jump ball, but on the way down, he couldn't bring it in and secure it, and Alpers was right next to him and grabbed it away. And then the same thing as on the punt return, Scott. He just went back against the grain and caught everybody flat-footed, rambled into the end zone yet again. Two touchdowns in less than a minute for Alpers.
One on a punt return and the other on the INT return. 20-0 Union. Extra point try coming up by Hora. A line drive kick. It is good. And it is now 21-0 in favor of Union. Still 9:01 to play here in the first half.
This is a tremendous defensive secondary that Joe Hadacek has on his team.
Yeah, you can't say enough about Union right now. Just getting things done. And a big crowd of Union Knight supporters below us here. They love every minute of it.
You know, we hear coaches so often in their cliche remarks that people give them grief about, that your players have got to make plays, Scott. You've got to do your job. Well, you know what? Right now, Union's guys are doing their job. If it's alignment, they're blocking, and they're keeping their feet moving and sustaining their blocks all the way through to the whistle. If it's a running back, you're looking for the hole. You're reading your keys. You're keeping your feet moving and getting as much yardage as you can. If you're a receiver, you're going up at the highest point and getting the ball. Union's doing all of those things offensively, defensively. They're locked down coverage right now in the secondary for Joe Hadacek's defense. But up in the front, their defensive linemen and their linebackers are just crashing the line of scrimmage and getting in the backfield and causing all kinds of pressure to be brought on Drew Adams, which is making it very difficult for him to pass the ball right now. So you want to talk about making plays? There's about six examples I just gave you of how Union's doing it and Mount Vernon's not.
Remember, Union coming off a big win, a revenge win over North Fayette Valley, 28-12. No letdown so far coming off that win. Hora to kick. Snedden and Cochran setting up shop at about the 8-yard line. Here's the approach and the kick. End over end, a little deeper this time. Snedden at the 6, muffed it, has to retreat, picks it up at the 1-yard line. Going to try to get it out of there. Coming left, gets to the 10-yard line and brought down at about the 12.
And when it's going bad, it's just going bad right now. Snedden had that in his hands, and then all of a sudden it's on the ground, and he's running around backwards trying to pick it up.
Bryce Parker on the special team stop for the Union Knights. And it'll be first down coming up for Mount Vernon, down 21-0. And they'll scrimmage from their own 12-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right, again the split backs, receivers left and right. Slot to the right as well. Low snap picked up by Adams. Rolls right. Throws into double coverage. Almost picked off again by Alpers, who was right there with Cale Snedden.
Colby Alpers went up to defend that, and you could just see the wheels turning in his head. I think I'm going to get another pick.
It was the same pattern as he just got the pick six on. So it'll be second down and 10. This time, Mount Vernon will send Cochran in the slot right. One receiver left, three to the right. Adams back, looking left, will throw the quick out, and it is caught at the 24-yard line. That'll be caught for the first down by Cochran. And that will move the chains. A little breathing room there for Mount Vernon.
Concentration by Cochran. Had to turn all the way around and then catch the ball as he's falling down out of bounds.
And a pretty big cushion over there as well. On first down, Adams rolls right, being chased. Got away from one, got away from another, and will not get back to the line of scrimmage. Going to lose a couple as he takes it to the 22-yard line. Michael Aronson, the big 305-pounder, was chasing him for the Union Knights.
Drew has been running for his life from the pressure of Union this entire first half.
Here's the handoff. Moore lowers his shoulder, tries the left side, running behind Tristan Werfs. Not much. Gets to about the line of scrimmage, the 24. The original line of scrimmage of this set of downs, and it'll be third and 10. So Moore gets that two back.
It's the second or third time they've run behind Werfs, and everybody's staying away from Werfs.
Up tempo here for Mount Vernon on third and 10. Deep drop, Adams has time. Guns the middle, and a diving attempt by Snedden incomplete.
The pressure brought on Drew Adams is making him hurry his passes and break out of his rhythm, which is making the accuracy of his passes a little less than it usually is, and the receivers aren't used to having to lay out for all of these.
Alpers will drop back, and also dropping back for Union to receive a very high punt, and Alpers is going to call for the fair catch. It was Caleb Roach, a sophomore back there. And it'll be Union up 21-0 with the ball and good field position at their own 43. Their offense hasn't been out there for a while.
No, it hasn't. But you look up at the scoreboard and see the Knights are ahead 21-0. Let me read you the first five possessions here for Mount Vernon's offense. First possession, they fumbled the ball away. Second punt, third punt, fourth, an interception, which was returned for a touchdown. And then the fifth possession was another punt.
Hannes back out there at the controls for Union. He'll send Dylan Steck out to the left side. Slot left will be Alpers. And Vaughn will be to the right of the quarterback. He'll send a man in motion from right to left. That is Miller. And here comes a sweep with Vaughn. Starts left, little stop and go move, and brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Good tackle made over there for Mount Vernon. And coming up with the stop was the middle linebacker, Hunter Horman.
Better job of setting the edge there and forcing the jet sweep inside. That's something they weren't doing in the first quarter. Good adjustment by Mount Vernon.
Gain of one at the 44. It'll be second and nine. Twins left, twins right. Spread look here for Union. Man in motion to the left side, and the inside handoff to Vaughn. Got away from Werfs. Now cuts across the field to the 50-yard line. Still on his feet with a convoy in front. Goes out of bounds before he absorbed a hit at about the Mount Vernon 34-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 22.
My goodness, to get 22 out of that when Tristan Werfs had a handful of jersey in the backfield and couldn't bring him down. Werfs now checking out of the game.
First down at the 34-yard line off the fake. No, they will give it to Vaughn coming right, and he gets pulled down by Ian Bootsmiller as he tries to go off right tackle after gain of two at the 32-yard line. Vaughn already up to 134 yards and a touchdown.
Boy, not bad for a quarter and a half of work.
Mount Vernon defense, this may be their biggest defensive moment of the year right here.
It's time to step up here and deny a score on the board. It's crucial.
Second down and eight from the Mount Vernon 32. Union on top 21-0. Read option, handoff on, start up the middle, kicks it outside, turns it up the hash mark, and he's close to a first down. Cochran coming up to make the stop, and not until Vaughn gets to the 25 of Mount Vernon. And that's seven more. It'll be third, but only about a yard.
Line of scrimmage being won by the offense of Union right now.
Those gray shirts are just pushing. Slot left, third and one. Hannes with Vaughn on his right. Here comes the blitz. Hand off. Vaughn caught in the backfield, and they're going to say knee touched at about the 32. Jack Cochran on the blitz, knife through there, and just got Vaughn's knee to touch at about the 32-yard line. We'll see it on the replay. Yep, good call. His knee was down. They'll mark it at the 31. And it's going to be a loss of about six. And Union's going to keep the offense out there and go for it on fourth down. So it'll be fourth down and seven. They need the Mount Vernon 24-yard line. Double slot right. Receivers left and right. Back to throw Hannes. Going to throw the deep out right side. And it's caught but out of bounds. Caught but out of bounds over there by John Boyson. And Mount Vernon, boy, if the defense needed a stop, that was it and they got it.
Yep. Mustang fans are breathing a sigh of relief. Got an official's timeout again.
Yep, official's timeout here with 4:48 to play. We'll keep it here. We'll take a look at all the stats coming up at halftime. Michigan now with a 10-0 lead on the Hawkeyes down in Iowa City. And take a look at some scores coming up at the halftime break. From the state playoffs earlier on today, 1A and 2A action going on. And if we can encourage Mr. Downing back in the studio to give us some Big Ten and Big 12 scores, Jeff, we'd love to have you do that. And Jeff's been a big help this high school football season with the scoreboard show and helping out with the studio as well. And should mention, hearty congratulations going out to the Cohawks. 47-29 win today down in Indianola against Simpson. 10-0, and they win the Iowa Conference.
How about that?
And they will go to the playoffs. And well-deserved for the Cohawks. A lot of local talent on that particular team. First down, Mount Vernon down 21-0. Drew Adams in the shotgun. Gets the snap. Couple fakes. He's back to throw. Looking. Going to throw the near sideline. Leapy catch made. Stend at the 40. Turns it up to the 45. And ankle tackled at the 46-yard line.
That's the first pass I can honestly tell you in this game for Mount Vernon where the receiver got separation from the secondary. Great job by Snedden.
First down, first catch for Cole Snedden. Came in with 28 on the year. Snedden coming in motion to the left, and he'll get it on the jet sweep. Got a block, trying to turn the corner, does. 50 to the Union 45, and reaches for the first down marker. And he might be just a tick short. And Snedden will, no, they are going to give him 10 and a first down.
Yep, chain's moving.
Mount Vernon with some tempo going right now. Again, in motion left to right. And now we've got a stoppage of play, and I think we're going to get a Union defensive timeout from Coach Hatichek. And we will. Timeout Union, 4:18 to play here in the first half. Union on top of Mount Vernon, 21-0. We'll take a 30-second break and come back to the Unidome at Cedar Falls right after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on the gym.
Sunday, it's an NFC showdown as the Minnesota Vikings head to Washington, D.C. to play the Redskins. Hi, this is Tom McCarthy of Westwood One. Join Ross Tucker and me for all the action from FedEx Field. The Vikings jumped out to a 5-0 start but have lost three straight. They face a Redskins team coming off their bye week and looking to separate themselves from a packed NFC wildcard race. Vikings, Redskins, if it's the NFL, it's right here.
The Vikings and the Redskins, Sunday at 11:30, presented by Mediacom, right here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with you at the Unidome in Cedar Falls here on the Northern Iowa campus. 21-0, Union on top of Mount Vernon here with 4:18 to play in the second quarter. Union has scored offensively, special teams, and defensively so far in this football game. Interception return, a punt return, and an offensive 67-yard run by Isaiah Vaughn. First and 10, and they tried to get things going before television dictated they do so. How dare they do that? First down at the 44 of the Knights. Snedden in motion, off the fake, handoff inside, busting through. Cochran spinning his way across the 35. He's got a first down to the Union 31-yard line. And a burst right there from the 6'3 senior.
That timeout was very advantageous for Mount Vernon. Just seems like they're starting to get some rhythm now.
Cochran with his third carry for 33 yards. They'll give it to Moore this time. Going off left tackle. Spins his way down to about the 27-yard line.
Now it's the offensive line for the white shirts from Mount Vernon that are pushing the gray shirts back.
Had a check on the stop right there. Little tempo again here for Mount Vernon. On second down and six. Crossback action. Give to Cochran. Angling right. Cross the 25 to the 24. As Cochran will get a gain of three. And Remp in there on the stop. Brady Remp, 5'11", 170-pound senior linebacker. Third down, Mount Vernon, 2 out of 5. 3:23 clock rolling, first half. Snedden in motion, right to left. They fake it to him. Handoff Cochran. Big hole right side, first down. Penalty flag coming in, though.
No.
inside the 20 to the 17, but this is going to be a hold.
Oh, no. This is they finally get some rhythm and continuity going, and down inside the 20-yard line, ball actually was going to be spotted at the 15, but it's going to be holding. The flag's going to be on about the 22. This is going to go back to the 32.
Well, block in the back, but it's the same effect.
Oh, my goodness.
As that's going to be a big 10-yard penalty against Mount Vernon.
It's going to be at the 33.
And it remains third down. Lance Peterson writing notes down over there.
Oh, he's just so got to be so frustrated from what he's seen.
Third down and 12 from the right hash mark. Adams off the fake. He's back to throw. Has all day. Looking deep right side. Going for Snedden. And incomplete. Alper's right there along with Dylan Steck. And Mount Vernon will go for it undoubtedly on 4th and 12 from the Union 33.
Colby Alpers, one of those cornerbacks and safeties for Union that has just been inside the jersey of the receivers for Mount Vernon.
He's a good defensive back. This is a good defensive backfield. 4th down and 12 for the Mustangs from the right hash. Moore will stay in the backfield. Four receivers. Adams back looking. Has time, still looking, going to throw right side, leaping catch made along the sideline by Cockburn. He's got the first down. He just outleaped the secondary. How about Brock Hanicek drop back to get Cockburn?
6'3", Jack Cockburn used all of his height and athleticism and ability to keep one foot in bounds as he caught that right on the boundary.
Gain of 20 and a big first down, handoff to Moore, coming left, breaks through, gets inside the 10 and reaches for the 5-yard line.
Giant hole behind Tristan Wirfs that time.
It'll be second down and 2. Mount Vernon going with the tempo here. Snedden out to the right side, I formation, Cochran tailed the tandem behind Sam Moore. They'll go tight end right side, and Adams on the quarterback sneak, but they're going to wave it dead. And a penalty flag comes out. Going to be a false start against Mount Vernon.
They just start doing some things well and executing, and then their second time now inside the red zone, they've shot themselves in the foot with penalty.
Second down.
On that sneak, Scott, they took Wirfs from his left tackle position and put him at right guard to lead the sneak.
Wirfs back at left tackle right now. Second down and 7, and we're going to get a timeout by Union. They had 11 on the field. They just wanted to talk it over here, though. And that will be the second timeout for the Knights, leaving them with 1. Mount Vernon still with 2 here. As Mount Vernon trying to get on the board, 21 to nothing in favor of Union. Isaiah Vaughn, a 67-yard run out of the Wildcat. And then Union scored 2 touchdowns in less than 90 seconds, both from Kobe Alpers, with 52 yards and a punt return to make it 14 to nothing. And then on the next Mount Vernon drive, a tip ball intercepted by Alpers off the deflection and took it in for 40 yards out. And that's where we are. It's 21 to nothing in favor of Union. Iowa has a safety. It's 10-2.
I don't even begin to tell you I know how that could have happened.
We're going to have the post-game live from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City coming your way on 107.5 and 106.3 FM after our game here. And after the Iowa game as well. 2:16 to play first half here from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Sam Moore will stay in the backfield on the right hip of Adams. Here comes a blitz. Hand off to Moore off the left side, and Union was right there. Remp was there, also coming up to help things out, the cause there for Union. And make the stop was Bryce Parker. Third down and 7 for Mount Vernon. Adams in the gun, long count. He's back to throw, has time. Throws the left side of the end zone, broken up, incomplete. Mount Vernon wants a penalty. Cochran does, but none are coming.
Ball thrown yet again into double coverage. It just seems like every time Adams spots somebody that he thinks is open downfield, there's two gray jerseys draped around him.
Clayton Teal, the fifth defensive back coming in, knocked it away. Fourth down, and now we're going to get a Mount Vernon timeout. Lance Peterson brings the offense over. He wants to talk about it here with a minute 47 to play in the first half.
He can get a first down at about the two-yard line, but for practical matters, you got to score on this down because it's fourth. And he wants to know exactly that everybody's going to be on the same page and there's not going to be any flags thrown on the ground and everybody's going to execute this one play for the first score of the game.
Mount Vernon with, of course, head coach Lance Peterson. 3 years at Mount Vernon, 26-10. 106-42 throughout his tenure. And his ninth playoff team, as we mentioned. Matt Hattie, Dan Ketchum, Jason Nosek, Matt Appleton, Preston Peterson, Ben Kanake. How about that?
That's a Lisbon name.
There's a Lisbon Lion helping Mount Vernon. And Todd Murakawa, the assistant. Of course, Matt Hattie coaches basketball at Independence. And a son of Phil Hattie.
How about that?
Fourth down at 7 for the Mustangs. They need to get the first down at the Union 3-yard line. Of course, 10 will get you a touchdown. Down 21-0. Shotgun rolling right. Adams looking, being chased. Stops, throws back across the field. Man, wide open, touchdown. Caught by Jack Cochran, who was wide open from here to Cedar Falls or Waterloo.
Everybody on the right side of the field to where Adams was running and sprinting out was covered. But all alone was Cochran back in the far left corner of the end zone, and it took forever for that ball to get over to him.
Adams with the touchdown pass, his 28th of the year, and another reception, the ninth of the year, the touchdown catch by Jack Cochran. Elliott's extra point on the way. It's up and good with a minute 38 to play. And also, Mount Vernon's going to get the ball first in the second half. This thing is far from over.
Yeah, and there's still a minute 38 here to play for the offense of Union to get back into this thing, too. And we saw in the game previous to this one how in a matter of about a minute 20, Boyden Hall, Rock Valley, scored in two touchdowns in a minute 20 right before halftime. So we're not close to half in terms of that kind of mentality.
3 minute, 10 second touchdown drive for the Mustangs. And they go 69 yards, convert 2 fourth downs on that particular drive.
See, that's the Mustang offense that people have grown accustomed to. That's the one that puts up an average of 40-plus points a game. Where was it before this? The five possessions previous to that didn't show up.
Elliott to kick it away with a minute 38 to play here in the first half. And dropping back for Union will be twin safeties. Over on the far side will be Britton Rollison. And on the near side will be Caleb Roach. And it's going to be a line drive kick, and it's caught by one of the upbacks at the 30-yard line. Bust through the 40 and up to the 44-yard line. So good field position, and Union still with a timeout. And bringing that back was Clayton Teal. Now let's see if Joe Hadachek wants to roll the dice here.
Oh, I guarantee you, with a minute 33, that's an eternity. He's got the confidence in his offense right now. He knows they can go down and score.
First and 10, Union at the 44-yard line. Twins left, twins to the right. Vaughn will be in the backfield along with Hannes. Hannes calling signals. Four-man front. Quick out, caught. Alpers at the 40, turns it up at the 45, and pushed out of bounds by Snedden. And Alpers will take it for about 3 to the 47-yard line.
Big cushion out there given by the secondary for Mount Vernon.
That play only took 9 seconds. So it'll be second down and 7. Spread look. Three receivers right, one to the left. Mount Vernon going to play that base 4-3. Back to throw. Slant. Caught 45-yard line. Ahead to the 40 goes Dylan Steck. And he's sandwiched down there by Snedden. And it will be a first down, and they'll move the sticks to the 39-yard line. Gain of 14 for the Knights. First catch for the night for Steck. Off the quick count. Vaughn on the handoff. Got hit at the line of scrimmage. Bounces away. Still on his feet. Coming left. And twisted down. Inbounds at the 41-yard line. Colton Clark finally wrapped him up.
Three different defenders had a shot at bringing him down on that play and failed to do so.
Loss of two. Second down. Clock runs. 55 seconds. 54. Hannes throws the out, and it's caught at 36 and quickly out of bounds goes Alpers. Stops the clock and gets about 5 yards on the third catch of the night. And Union will face a third down at about 7 from the Mount Vernon 36-yard line. 21-0 Knights. Poison and Miller to the right side, one receiver to the left. Vaughn will stay in the backfield on third down. Out of the shotgun, a pump fake. Hannes going to throw deep middle. Has a man out there, but overshot him and completes. A little stop and go, and it was intended for Dylan Steck, and it'll be fourth down.
Just a little too much air put underneath that.
Or that would have been a touchdown.
Snedden was on the defense there, but slipped as the receiver broke off to go deep.
Wholesale changes coming in. It looks like with 45 seconds left, Union will punt as Boysen will drop. Playing a little field position game here at this point is Union.
That's some real confusion here.
They have only 10 on the field right now. Play clock down to 3, yeah, down to 2.
They'll take the penalty.
And they will take the penalty. Yeah, there's only 10 out there for Union.
Yeah, when the ball's on the 36-yard line, you can certainly afford to take that 5-yard penalty and get yourself together.
As Mount Vernon huddling up around Lance Peterson and Joe Hadacek out there. Everyone's acting like there was a timeout call, but there was no timeout call. Snedden will drop along with Cochran for Mount Vernon. And they'll swap places. Cochran will come to the near side to get this punt from Boysen. Let's see if Mount Vernon tries for the block here. Down 21-0. Good snap back. And the kick is away. End over end. Low kick. Angling to the near sideline. Goes out of bounds. As we will see where the officials will spot it. It'll be at the 18-yard line. 23-yard punt. And 40 seconds to play, one timeout for Mount Vernon and this high-octane offense. But you, if you're going to try to get some points, you better be awful careful that something doesn't go awry here. First down, they'll keep it on the ground. Hand off, up the middle, Cochran busts through, 25 to the 30-yard line, still on his feet, dragging tacklers to about the 35-yard line for a gain of 17. The ground game is starting to click here for Mount Vernon. Cochran broke some arm tackles there. Hurry up offense, he'll send a man in motion to the right side. Off the fake, Drew Adams to throw. Looks left, throws left, man out there, going up for it, and incomplete. Going up there, trying to make the catch was Gearhart for Mount Vernon. As Adams took another big hit when he delivered that ball.
They've been in the backfield all first half here, just harassing Drew Adams.
Second down and 10 from the 35, 22 seconds to play first half. Shotgun snap, Adams rolls to the right side. Looking to throw, still looking. Guns the sideline and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Ryan Miller at the 43-yard line with 15 seconds to go.
Yep, tried to sneak that sideline pattern in, and these are good, smart, heady secondary cornerbacks and safeties that know that those out patterns are coming.
And, well, we'll see what Joe Hadacek elects to do here. From his own 43, or excuse me, from the Mount Vernon 43. Second interception of the first half for Drew Adams. He's had a tough first half.
To go along with a lost fumble, that's three turnovers in the first half.
First and 10 from the 43-yard line. Shotgun, five receivers, three to the right. Low snap, Hannes has it. Deep drop, setting up the crossing pattern, caught at the 40-yard line and out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. Goes John Boysen. It'll be a pickup of eight, trying to get into field goal range for Union. And 9 seconds to play. Still two timeouts left for the Knights. Iowa with a touchdown. It's 10-8. The two-point try unsuccessful. First and 10. They did move the chains. They gave them the 10 yards. Shotgun snap. Hannes looking, throws right side, almost intercepted by Snedden, and he had nothing but green Mondo turf going the other way. Well,
Snedden had a beat on that and got a hand on it, but just couldn't bring it in.
Incomplete pass with 5 seconds to play. And try the end zone once, right?
Absolutely.
21-7, I think I said 21-0 earlier on. 21-7 in favor of Union. Second down from the 35-yard line. Could be the final play. Quick out, incomplete. Overthrew the intended receiver, Alpers, with 3 seconds to play.
That's a well you don't want to go to too often. Those out patterns can get picked, and then all of a sudden, your defender's running down the sideline the other way.
Fourth and 10 coming up.
We're going to try a field goal.
We're going to try a 52-yard field. Now beware of the fake.
52-yard field goal. I think they're going to run a fake, too.
Hora lining up for the 52-yard field goal, and Union's going to talk it over. Final timeout taken by the Knights. And that might help Mount Vernon out a little bit.
Although we have seen field goals from beyond 50 in high school.
Oh, yes. Horner, not a bad leg. 52 is going to be right at the edge of his range, though.
Yeah, did you see how he was setting up, too? He was back about another extra step beyond where most kickers do it. He was going to almost get a running start at that as if he were doing a kickoff.
Already had one big upset in college football today. Pitt beating Clemson at Death Valley today, 43-42. And maybe Iowa could pull off another one here, down 10-8. We'll take a look at stats. Jeff Downing's going to have some scores, college and also some high school football scores from earlier on today. That'll be coming up at the halftime break from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Now Mount Vernon's going to drop Tyler Elliott back.
Keep in mind, you can return it if it does not go into the end zone.
Correct. So he's going to go about the 1 yard line. They'll try the 52-yard field goal. Hora with a kick on its way, and it's not going to get there. But it will go into the end zone, so it will be a dead ball. And that's the end of the first half of play. Probably would have been good from about 42, but 52 is a little beyond the range. But we're at halftime from the Unidome in its Class 2A semifinal. Number 4, Union, 21. Number 3, Mount Vernon, 7. And we will come back and talk halftime with you. We'll give you the stat rundown after this 2-minute timeout as you're listening to High School Playoff Football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
Kevin Kugler here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Hall of Famer James Lofton and I have a great matchup for you as the New England Patriots host the Seattle Seahawks in their first meeting since Super Bowl 49. Seattle is 5-2-1 after a win last week over the Bills, the only team to beat the 7-1 Patriots this year. Join us and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
Sunday Night Football presented by Mediacom, the Patriots and the Seahawks, Sunday at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
AutoZone presents Your Headlights. As the days get shorter, your headlights need to shine at their brightest. And upgrading to a brighter light can really maximize your safety. Right now, get a $12 AutoZone gift card by mail with the purchase of a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Twin Pack or two single packs. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions and details in store.
Hey, it's me, your house. If these walls could talk, which they can, they'd say it's time for a fresh coat of paint. Lowe's Paint Pledge guarantees that if you don't love it, they'll make it right. Do that for me, and I'll keep my floors quiet when you sneak down for your midnight snack.
Make your home happy with great deals at Lowe's, like 15% off select HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Paint. Valid 11-2 through 11-16. Pledge valid on interior and exterior liquid paint purchases only. Restrictions apply. U.S. only.
Sunday, the Arizona Cardinals host the San Francisco 49ers in an NFC West showdown. Hi, this is Scott Graham of Westwood One. Join Dan Miller and Brady Papinga for all the action from University of Phoenix Stadium. After a 1-3 start, the Cardinals are hoping to continue their turnaround, but San Francisco would like nothing more than to upset their division rivals. Niners, Cardinals, if it's the NFL, it's right here.
NFL football presented by Mediacom. The Cardinals and the 49ers, Sunday at 3:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Welcome back to the Unidome here at halftime of the 2A semifinal number two. As our halftime score, the Mount Vernon Mustangs trail Union 21-7. Scott Unash, John Hegarty with you here at KGYM. And tough start for Mount Vernon. A fumble, couple of interceptions. They gave up a special teams return for a touchdown. Gave up a defensive touchdown off a tip pass. But Mount Vernon got what they needed before the halftime buzzer when they got the touchdown pass to Jack Cochran.
Coaching staff not joining the players in the locker room. They're outside of the garage door in the northwest corner of the end zone, and they are all huddled around some kind of a clipboard or perhaps a notebook of some type, and they are feverishly discussing something. I wish I could tell you what that was. I think it's as simple as your team right now is not executing. They're not sharp. They're not clicking on all 11 cylinders when they're out there. You've turned the ball over three times. You're not blocking, you're not tackling, and sustaining anything right now. Now, that being said, things are starting to look up. Second quarter for Mount Vernon was much better than the first quarter. But still, down 21-7, you've dug a pretty deep hole for yourself, Scott.
Yeah, you have. But you're going to get the ball first to start the second half, and maybe good things are in the offense.
Well, you've got to find a way on this first possession to go down and score. I mean, it's almost imperative that you come away with something. You absolutely cannot go three and out, give the ball back to Union, and let them go down and score. That hole is deep enough right now that you're going to have to climb out of.
Let's take a look at the first half numbers. Total yards, 202 yards in the first half for Union. Mount Vernon with 181. Keep in mind, Mount Vernon comes in averaging 100 yards of offense per game. For Union, 202, 153 in the ground, 49 through the air. Quarterback Troy Hannes, 7 out of 12 in the first half for 49 yards. Alpers has caught 3 for 8 yards. Boyson has caught 2 for 19. Steck with 1 catch for 14 and 1 for Miller for 8. On the ground, Isaiah Vaughn, he was huge in the first quarter but kind of got forgotten in that second quarter. For Union, he has 18 carries, 133 yards, and one touchdown in the ball game. Hannes has carried it once for 6. Alpert has carried it one time for a total of 14 yards. Union with 8 first downs in the first half, 1 penalty for a total of 5 yards, and the game's only sack so far. Mount Vernon at 181 total yards here at halftime. 103 through the air, 78 on the ground. Drew Adams, 6 of 17 in the first half for 103 yards, 1 touchdown and 2 interceptions. Jack Cochran has caught 3 for a total of 42 yards and a touchdown. Booth with 1 catch for 39. That came early. Snen with 1 catch for 15 and Moore with 1 for 7. On the ground, Jack Cochran, 5 carries, 53 yards. Sam Moore has carried it 7 times for 15 yards. Adams has carried it 7 times for a net of 0 yards. And Snedden, 1 carry for 10. Mount Vernon with 9 first downs, 3 penalties for 20 yards, and three turnovers in the ball game so far. And those turnovers so far, John, have led to a total of 14 first half points for the Union Knights here in this game. And taking a look at third down conversions, Union 2 out of 6 on third down, 0 for 1 on fourth down. Mount Vernon 2 out of 7 in the first half, third down wise, and a perfect 2 out of 2 on fourth down, and those came on the touchdown drive right there. And time of possession so far here in the ball game, 13 minutes 21 seconds for Union to 10:39 for Mount Vernon.
That sounds about right. But the stat that I think I heard, and you check me if I heard it right, was that Drew Adams is 6 of 17 passing right now.
6 of 17.
I mean, this is a guy that's throwing about 70% for the season, if I remember right.
Well, 56.
A 56. Okay, so still, that tells you two things about the passing attack, which is their bread and butter. And that is, number one, Drew Adams has been harassed with constant pressure all night long. He's been in that backfield having to hurry passes, having to rush out, try and make something out of something that wasn't there, extend plays with his feet. It also tells me that the downfield coverage by the secondary of LaPorte City Union has just been smothering. And until those two things find a way to get alleviated, offensive success for Mount Vernon is not going to change.
21-7 in favor of Union here at halftime. We're going to take a one-minute break, and then Jeff Downing back in our studio is going to have some scores from high school football and from college football as well. We'll be back in just a little bit. 21-7 at halftime in favor of Union. Back after this on KGYN.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
'Tis the season to save big right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great Black Friday deals happening all month long. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for huge savings on all things Christmas. Now get your choice of GE Real Lights for only $9.99. Plus get a Hank and Dory lighted Christmas inflatable for only $99. Don't miss out on all of the great deals right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/9 through 11/16. Quantities limited while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's 8:57. Jeff Downing here in the studios tonight. It is halftime also as we cover Mount Vernon High School football tonight. They are trailing Union LaPorte City. Halftime score is 21-7. Also in high school football action that took place earlier today, Class 2A Boyden Hall Rock Valley. They defeated Dyke New Hartford 49-14. So Boyden Hall Rock Valley moves into the championship game. Again, they will face either Mount Vernon or Union LaPorte City. That game will be coming up on, let's see, that game is coming up next week. Again, we'll wait for the winner after tonight's game. Also, Class 1A that took place earlier, Iowa City Regina. They defeated Denver 42-6, the final score. Regina moves to 11-1. Denver ends their season with a record also of 11-1. Also, Regina now will face Western Christian Hall. They defeated Van Meter 35-14. So that game coming up in Class 1A, coming up next week as well. That game will be held on Friday morning, November 18th. First kickoff is at 11:06 at the Dome in Cedar Falls. Also, again, a reminder that Iowa City West, they won last night over Cedar Rapids, Washington, 35-7, and Dowling Catholic over Ankeny Centennial, 41-17. That game for the championship game is also coming up next Friday as well. For the championship in Class 4A, game time at 7:06, again played in the Dome for Class 4A. Let's look at the scores also that took place tonight around the area and also across the state as well. First of all, in college football action this afternoon, Iowa State picked up their first win in the conference as they overcame a fourth quarter deficit as Iowa State defeated Kansas 31-24. They trailed at halftime 14-10. And the Cyclones got a breakout performance from freshman running back David Montgomery. He had a career-high 169 yards, 24 carries in the come-from-behind victory. Cyclones are now 2-8, 1-6 in the Big 12. Kansas is 1-9, 0-7 in the conference. Also, University of Northern Iowa football program, they defeated Western Illinois, the Fighting Leathernecks, as the final score was 30-23. UNI is now 5-5 on the season, 4-3 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Also, let's stay with football, and we'll go to the Big Ten tonight. Minnesota and Nebraska, they are tied. They are in the fourth quarter, Nebraska with the ball. Also, Ohio State, they defeated Maryland today 62-3. No contest as they led. Looks like they led 45-3 at halftime. Also, Wisconsin, they continue to roll. They defeated Illinois 48-3. Penn State came from behind to defeat Indiana 45-31. They outscored Indiana 24-7 in the fourth quarter. Also from the Big Ten, Michigan State picked up a rare win and this season as they have struggled, but they defeated Rutgers 49-0. Also, Northwestern defeated Purdue 45-17. The Iowa Hawkeyes at halftime looking good. They only trail by two as they are down to Michigan at half 10-8. Michigan had the 10-0 lead. Then the Hawkeyes got a big safety as a terrific defensive stop in the end zone. And then they also picked up a touchdown. They went for two, tried to tie up the score, and they did not convert the two-point conversion. And again, they go into halftime trailing only 10-8 at Kinnick Stadium, again in Iowa City. Let's also look at some scores also from around the country. In the top 25, Louisville, they are leading Wake Forest 22-12. Boise State also leads Hawaii 45-6. Also, Arkansas and LSU. The Tigers lead the Razorbacks 28-10. These games are in the fourth quarter. Also in the third quarter, Texas A&M leads Ole Miss 21-6. USC and Washington. Washington is ranked fourth in the nation, undefeated at 9-0. USC giving them a rough time as the Trojans lead the Huskies 17-13. And also, let's go to other scores as well. Across the state, college volleyball action that took place this afternoon. Purdue defeated the Iowa Hawkeyes in college volleyball 3-1. And Iowa State over Texas 3-2. That is an upset. Texas is ranked fifth in the country in women's college volleyball. 9:01 here at the studios. More football coming your way as we'll head back to the Dome here in just a couple minutes. It is halftime as the Mount Vernon Mustangs, they are trailing LaPorte Union. Final as the halftime score is 21-7. Again, Union LaPorte City leading the Mustangs of Mount Vernon 21-7. 2 minutes past 9 o'clock. We'll check back in with Scott here in a couple minutes. Stay with us. You're listening to The Gym. 106.3, 107.5, and 1600 KGYM.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
Kevin Harlan from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Boomer Esiason and I will be on hand to bring you the Cincinnati Bengals at the New York Giants to wrap up Week 10 of the NFL regular season. Andy Dalton and the 3-4-1 Bengals are coming off their bye week, while Eli Manning and the 5-3 Giants hope to extend their 3-game winning streak. Join us and hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
Monday Night Football presented by MediaCom, the Bengals and the Giants. Monday night at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Sunday, the Arizona Cardinals host the San Francisco 49ers in an NFC West showdown. Hi, this is Scott Graham of Westwood One. Join Dan Miller and Brady Papenga for all the action from University of Phoenix Stadium. After a 1-3 start, the Cardinals are hoping to continue their turnaround, but San Francisco would like nothing more than to upset their division rivals. Niners, Cardinals. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
NFL football presented by MediaCom. The Cardinals and the 49ers, Sunday at 3:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Scott Unash, John Hagerty back with you at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls as we get ready for half number two here. Mount Vernon will receive the second half kickoff. And Mount Vernon down 21-7. Huge, huge first drive potentially here for the Mount Vernon Mustangs.
I agree. This first possession may tell the tale of whether or not they're going to have a chance to get back in this game or not. The last thing Lance Peterson said to his team was, we've got to get this ball down the field on a great return when you kick return it, and there was a setup shot, and we've got to execute. All 11 guys hitting on their cylinders at the same time. No penalties. If your job is to block, keep blocking until the whistle sounds. If your job is to catch the ball, catch it. Run with it, but you got to execute because they didn't do that in the first half consistently.
Dakota Horror to kick it away for Union. He missed a couple field goals, long ones in the first half. Here's the approach and the boot, end over end kick. Cochran camps under at the 6, comes right, 10, 15, to the 20-yard line, and hit brought down at the 23. And that's where Mount Vernon will have it, first down and 10. Drew Adams, tough first half. See if he can bounce back here in half number two. He was 6 of 17 in that first half of play. Sam Moore, Jack Cochran in the backfield. Boots Miller, Snedden, Boots. Wideouts, Werfs, Boots Miller, Horman, Perry, and Butts up front. First and 10, Mount Vernon, 23-yard line. Wide side of the field will be to the left. Shotgun for Adams. And off the fake, looking to throw. Throws he out to Cochran, and he's got it at the 30-yard line. For a pickup of 8, they'll call him down at about the 31-yard line. And he was tackled out there by Drew Edwards.
Perfectly thrown ball, great route, and yet what happened with the coverage? Right there to tackle him as soon as, no yards after reception.
Fourth catch for Cochran, first down. Hand off, Cochran coming to the right side, hit right at the first down sticks. Falls ahead, going to depend on the spot. If they're giving that first down or not.
Should be good.
Yep, and they're going to move it. 10th first down for the Mount Vernon Mustangs here in the ballgame. And the tackle made by Michael Aronson. First down, Union with the blitz. Off the fake. Picked up. Adams throws and intercepted at the 45-yard line. Tried the out pattern, and it's intercepted. And taking it back to about the 38-yard line is Ryan Miller. Made a heck of a play breaking on that ball. He was not covering that receiver.
Third interception of the night for these ball-hawking secondary corners and safeties of Joe Hadachek. These Union Knight defenders are something else, Scott.
First down Union at the Mount Vernon 38-yard line. Already up 21-7. Off another interception. That's a second one of the night for Ryan Miller. So he's got a pair of them. Hannes will hand it off. Nope, this is Vaughn on the keeper coming to the 30-yard line at the 25 and goes out of bounds. Took it on the Wildcat again and goes for 12.
Big Michael Andrensen, 6'1", 305. He's going both ways down there. Just put a shellac block out there to spring that for the extra yardage.
First down for Union. Troy Hannes, the quarterback. Isaiah Vaughn, the 5'10", 180-pound senior with 1,517 yards during the season. Right now, though, it is Vaughn in there at the quarterback spot. And he's going to hand it off on the jet sweep. Penalty flag down. Trying to get to the corner there for Union was Britton Rollison. Now, he's a sophomore. He's kind of a scat back. And we'll see what the penalty's about. That was the first time it's going to be a hold on Union. John, it was the first time Vaughn did not keep it on that Wildcat. He actually handed it off on the read option.
And I'm sure that is something that has been in the plans by Joe Hadacek for the first half versus the second half. Give you a little bit of a wrinkle and a different look.
One of the receivers got nailed for the holding call for Union. So it'll be backed up to the 34-yard line. It'll be first down at about 18. Man in motion from left to right. And they'll give it to Rollison on that. Jet sweep ball is stripped loose at the 25-yard line. Mount Vernon's got it back. Vicious hit, and coming up with the ball was Ian Bootsmiller.
That was a vicious hit to separate the ball carrier from the ball. Shoulder pads right into the tackle, into the ball there. Popped that right out.
So Mount Vernon, after the INT, gets it right back with 10:36 to play here in the third quarter. First turnover of the ball game for the Union Knights. Knight showing blitz on first down. Handoff, Cochran on the sweep. Got a block. 25 to the 30-yard line. And pulled down from behind at about the 33. And Steck on the stop. Dylan Steck, the senior corner for Union. Cochran starting to do some damage, though, in the running game. Three-man front on second down. Off the quick count. More up the middle and nothing.
Guess who? Big 77 again.
Michael Aronson.
He has just been a brick wall all night long to try and run into.
No gain. It's been a tough night for Sam Moore, too. Third down and three. Mount Vernon at their own 33-yard line. Under 10 to play, third quarter. Mount Vernon down 21-7. Adam split backs. He goes back into the shotgun. Receivers left and right. Here comes the blitz. Handoff, they'll keep it on the ground to Cochran, stacked up. Short of the first down at the 35. And it'll be a yard to go here in fourth down. What's Lance Peterson do?
Man.
I think he's going to go for it.
This is tough. I think they've got to go for it, too. If you can't get a yard.
And Mount Vernon is going to go for it. They'll give that look anyway. Ryan Paul will come into the game for the Mustangs. Deep formation. Nope, it's going to be a punt. Adams will punt it away. Gets it away. And will take it on the hop at the 27-yard line. And catching it while on a knee there was Alpers, but he didn't call for a fair catch.
No fair catch signal given. You're fair game.
And the Union folks didn't like that, but that's the rule. 38-yard punt and no return. So Mount Vernon trying to deke him a little bit right there with Adams dropping back to punt it away.
I'm really surprised. I mean, I understand why Lance Peterson didn't go for that on fourth and short. You're back so far in your own territory, you don't want to just hand the ball over on the short porch to Union, but man, I think they could have gotten that, Scott.
So it's Union on top, 21-7 here at the 8:54 mark of the third quarter. And the Knights get it right back on their own 27-yard line.
We saw them dial up that quarterback sneak before where they take Tristan Wirfs out of his left tackle position and put him at right guard and then just let Drew Adams run right behind him there. I think that would have been the ticket. They could have kept that drive going.
Really interesting, though, that as you mentioned earlier in the game, wherever Wirfs was, Union really wasn't putting a guy on him.
They weren't. In fact, it's almost goofy and counterintuitive that you would have the big horse in front of you, and then you'd either knife inside of him or slant outside, but that's kind of how they're taking him out of the game in terms of being able to tackle. So all Wirfs can do is try and go down and get a linebacker.
Yep.
That takes him so far downfield, everybody underneath just cleans up behind him.
And that second wave is where he was making his money there. Two receivers left, two to the right. First and 10, Union on the 27-yard line. Hannes back in there at quarterback, off the fake, inside handoff to Vaughn. Breaks one tackle, tries to kick it to the outside, and does. 30, 35, far sideline, 40, and out of bounds. Chased by Cochran, goes out at the 44. That's a pickup of 17 more for Isaiah Vaughn and another Union first down.
Yeah, this was a problem that they had defensively in the first half, too. Nobody out there to set that edge and turn the play in. when you bounce it outside like that and run down the sideline, that's just too easy. You can't let them do that.
162 yards now for Isaiah Vaughn. Did go out of bounds, stopping the clock. First and 10 Knights right on the 44-yard line. They'll send a man in motion. That's jet sweep again. They'll try Rollison with a blocker in front, and he fumbled it again, but it goes out of bounds this time. He got hammered in there by Sam Moore.
Yep, Sam Moore came from his linebacker position all the way across the field and dislodged that ball on the tackle. Oh, my, what a hit on the replay.
That young sophomore has been hit twice pretty hard. Britton Rollison, 5'5", 134-pounder. A little change of speed back, but he's fumbled it twice, and he might not get a third effort. We'll see. Now the quarterback, Hannes, is going to go out to the left side. They're going to leave Vaughn in there and run in the Wildcat. Off the fake, he'll take it off the left side. A stiff arm, kicks it outside. And another stiff arm to the corner at the 45 and out. With another first down for the Knights at the Mount Vernon 44-yard line. Again, same thing, Jim.
Yep, broke contain again. Didn't set the edge defensively out there. But in addition to it, Scott, think about how many broken tackles and missed tackles Mount Vernon's had defensively in this game.
First and 10, 21-7 Union, 8:31 to play. Here in quarter number three. They'll put one receiver, Rollison, to the left side. They'll send him in motion again, and they'll fake it to him. Vaughn up the middle, directing traffic, and got about three to the 41-yard line. And getting up off the bottom of the pile there for Mount Vernon was Colton Clark, the junior linebacker. And Joe Hatterchek's thinking, take some time off the clock, keep this lead, give it to my horse.
That's what they're doing right now. Staying ahead of the chains, second and seven.
8 minutes to play here in the third quarter and counting. He'll send Rollison in motion. Vaughn running the option, turns it up the numbers at the 40-yard line, and then pushed back by Tristan Wirfs. Big Tristan got to hit somebody that time.
Generally speaking, they have run away from Mr. Wirfs tonight, but he got his due there.
Got a couple. And it'll be third and five for Union. They'll send Hannes back into the ball game. And they're going to keep Dylan Steck in there as well, as they will bring out Jordan Schmitz. Third and five from the Mount Vernon 39. 7:20 to play, third quarter. Some confusion here. Now Union's going to have to take a timeout. With 7:17 to play here in quarter number three. And Union had guys running all over the place there. So a good timeout by Joe Hatterchek.
Joe Hatterchek did not use timeouts in the first half. Did not need to. His team was so in tune with everything that was going on. And really, that's one of the first times tonight Union has shown a lack of mental acuity on their execution and forms, different schemes that they've doing. They played such a good game to this point. I don't think Joe Hatterchek could be too upset with him, and he's not. He's down there in his huddle with them right now, looking at him pretty intently, talking about how they're going to convert this third and long five.
Yeah, almost six, really. Third down, long five at the 39-yard line. Union 21, Mount Vernon 7. Union has scored offensively, defensively, and on special teams. And for Mount Vernon, they got a touchdown just ahead of halftime on a Drew Adams to Jack Cochran touchdown pass. And that made it 21-7. Boyson will stay in for Union. Also, Ryan Miller will go out to the right side. Steck will go out to the left. Rollison will stay in there as a slot on the right. And back to throw. Pass whipped to the outside. Caught at the 40. Vaughn and out of bounds with the first down. And again, that looked like there was some movement.
Now, it was on Vaughn, but remember that a back out of the backfield can go in motion.
True.
And even though he went forward and then kind of hesitated and looked around like, is somebody going to throw a flag? He's still allowed to do that.
Union gets the first down. As the Knights convert on the throw for 7 yards. Out to Vaughn. First down. Honest back in there at quarterback. Vaughn on his right hip. Read option, handoff Vaughn. Starts left, cuts it to the outside, got a block. He gets to the 30-yard line, again, out of bounds. He's avoiding hits at all costs. Getting as much as he can out of it and then stepping out of bounds.
Got a pretty nice seal block from young Mr. Rollison there.
Yeah, he made amends there. Gain of 4. We'll call it. Second down and a long 6. Hawks with a field goal. 11-10 lead for Iowa. How about that? You know what happened the last time Michigan was number 2 at Kinnick Stadium?
The Hawks aren't number 1 this year, though.
No, they are not. Honest off the fake. Going to throw the slant. Caught 20-yard line. That is Boyson. And wrapped up and brought down at the Mount Vernon 18. Gain of 12. Hunter Horman on the stop.
A lot of white shirts in that secondary for Mount Vernon, standing there watching that happen, Scott. That's the difference between the secondary for Mount Vernon right now and the secondary for Union, is that Union sees a guy come out on a pass, and they get all over him right away and get inside of his jersey. Mount Vernon's just standing watching it happen in front of them.
Tyler Elliott also on that stop. First and 10 in the red zone at the Mount Vernon 18-yard line. Here comes the blitz. On the sweep, here comes Vaughn trying to get outside. A stiff arm. Cochran got him and pushed him out of bounds. Good pursuit that time by Jack Cochran. Going to result in a loss back to the 22-yard line.
That's as good a defensive play as you'll see by Jack Cochran right there.
And Mount Vernon, that was the best they looked all night with contain and getting that edge.
Yeah, Jack Bootsmiller out there set that edge just very nicely. Nothing for Vaughn to do but run it out of bounds at the behest of Mr. Cochran, who escorted him.
Second down, 14, 6:29 to play here in the third. 21-7 Union. Twin receivers to the left. They'll put two to the right as well. Again, Mount Vernon with the blitz. Off the fake. Honest to throw. Throws the out right side. Tipped and almost picked off. Blake Booth. Just like Mr. Sneddon at the end of the first half, he would have had a touchdown.
Read that out pattern perfectly, tipped it, was thinking, I've got a pick six in front of me, but had to turn completely around with his back to the line of scrimmage, and that's when he lost the handle.
One of the two sophomore defenders, Blake Booth, 5'8", 165-pounder.
When he's still upset with himself, he knows that had pick six written all over it.
Third down and 14. Steck to the left side. Trip receivers to the right. Down to 2. Down to 1. And Union's going to have to use their second timeout, as the play clock was down to 1. So Union will talk it over with 6:23 to play here. And now it's Joe Hadacek, who's not a very happy camper.
Very uncharacteristic for the Union Knights. They have to call 2 timeouts because of a lack of communication on the same drive.
Crowd just with a little roar here as they hear that Iowa's ahead 11-10. Third and 14 coming up for Union with the 21-7 lead with 6:23 to play here in the third. Guys will talk about it live from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Immediately following the Iowa game, I think we should probably be done here.
After the final gun, going to be waiting to see what happens with Scott and John.
With our gun here at the Unidome. But I think they'll be okay. There's still 9 minutes to go in the third quarter there.
Those guys are pretty practiced at killing time, I think, there. So they get a lot of help, too.
Yeah, that game's not going to be over for another hour at least. So we'll see how it plays out. 6:23 to play here as Mount Vernon needs a defensive stand here, down 21-7. Third and 14 for Union on the Mount Vernon 22-yard line. They'll bunch receivers to the right side. They'll put Steck to the left side. Now Vaughn out of the backfield. 5 receivers now for Union. Hannes with an empty backfield. Back to throw. Pressure coming. Throws middle of the field. Caught 15-10. And diving ahead for a first down to the 6-yard line is John Boyson. Mount Vernon brought the house.
My goodness. Needed 14. Got 15.
first down. Actually going to give him 16. First fourth catch of the night for Boyson. First down for Union. First and goal at the Mount Vernon 6. Now Vaughn will stay in the backfield. He's going to be the Wildcat, the lone man back there. Gets it. Coming to the right side. Cuts it back to the middle. Hit by Moore. Still churning and down to the 1. On a gain of about 5.
Joe Hadacek on the sideline trying to get his team up to hurry up and run a play as fast as they can.
They're going to do it again. They're going to get the Wildcat. Vaughn, right side, and plunges in. Did he get there?
No indication yet.
Sure looked like he made it.
Officials, I can't believe he didn't get
in. Didn't give it to him. How about that?
Wow. We'll have to take a look at that on the replay. I thought he got that ball across.
It is as close to the goal line as you could possibly be without touching white or purple. Third and goal.
Joe Hadacek wants to run the play now.
5:10 clock rolling here in the third. One receiver to the left side. Vaughn's going to get it on the keeper. He's back there in shotgun. Sends a man in motion. Fakes. Takes it right side. Got hit. Second effort. Got in. Touchdown. Got hit the first time. Second time got in there.
Vaughn's second rushing touchdown of the night. That short plunge goes along with his 67-yard run on their second possession early in the first quarter.
And it's 27-7 now in favor of Union. And a long drive at that. 3 minute 59 second drive that went 73 yards. Hora's extra point is good. 4:55 to play here in quarter number 3. Union extends the lead. It's Union 28, Mount Vernon 7. Back with a kickoff after this 30-second timeout here on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about high school sports, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on what the coaches have to say. And when you're back in the office Monday, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Back with you here at the Union Home in Cedar Falls as Union puts up their fourth touchdown. Vaughn with a second rushing touchdown, and that's 28-7. And Vaughn has been terrific tonight for this Union Knight team. Doing the math here. 178 yards and 2 touchdowns.
He has been terrific, but you know what? The blocking in front of him has been tremendous as well. He's got 10 guys every time he gets a hold of that ball that are doing their job to help him produce those yardage.
Snedden and Cochran back for the Mustangs. And they'll line up twin safeties at about the 5-yard line on the north end of the Unidome.
And it is go time now for the offense of Lance Peterson.
Yeah, you got to think four down territory if you don't.
You have got to produce points on this drive. You just have to.
Hora with a teed up. And he'll get ready to kick it away for Union. A side winding kick and picked up on a hop. At the 5, 10, Cochran 15, to the 20, sideline and out of bounds. And they'll mark it at about the 28-yard line. And that's where Drew Adams and Mount Vernon will go. Bring out the offense here, down 28-7. Winner gets Boyden Hull Rock Valley next Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the 2A championship.
You better bring your lunch pail because they're a physical team.
Yes, they are. First and 10 at the 27-yard line. One set back for Drew Adams. Twins left, twins right. Union coming with the blitz. Off the fake. Adams throws the out. Cochran with the catch at the 32 and shoved out of bounds. And that'll be a quick pickup of about 7 to the 35-yard line as he was shoved out of bounds by Edwards. Just a long handoff, and no huddle coming up here now for Drew Adams and Mount Vernon. Shotgun snap, fake, handoff, Cochran coming right, and leans ahead, trying to get the first down. There's Mr. Aronson again with the stop, but it will be enough for a first down.
Yeah, he's the nose guard in there at 305. He's been playing both sides of the ball. That's a long night for a big guy.
Doing a good job, though. First and 10, Adams back to throw. Penalty flag down, pass caught, and then dropped on a big hit by Jack Cochran. Teal leveled the boom, and now let's see what the penalty's about. And there's an injured Union Knight as well.
Boy, Joe Hadachek not happy at all. Out on the field yelling at the officials at the top of his lungs.
Going to be a penalty against Union.
Yeah, Joe Hadachek cannot understand that at all. Perhaps we'll get the replay and get a view of it.
Going to be a 10-yard penalty on the defensive hold. And that'll move Mount Vernon to the 49-yard line. First and 10 on their own 49. Snedden coming in motion to the left. Off the fake to him.
Oh.
Hand off and a big hit on Cochran. There's Mr. Aronson again.
He is just a bull. And when he's at that nose guard position and he gets a slant and bull rushes either left or right, sometimes he can hit it just right and meet the handoff in the backfield.
He just bear hugged Jack Cochran. Loss of 5, second at 15. 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Adams off the fake. Moore up the middle. Breaks one tackle to the 50-yard line. Running hard into Union territory and all the way down to the Knight 44-yard line.
You're right. That was the hardest run of the night. And he's dragging LaPorte City Union jerseys along with him for an extra 5 yards after first contact.
Moore's best run of the night. He goes for 12. Third and short. Third and 3. Adams off the flake, going to throw the out, caught. Cochran at the 40, turns it up 35 and shoved out of bounds with a first down at about the Union 33.
And they've run that little out pattern a lot in the second half, and every time it's more wide open than the time before.
They just run him out of the backfield, and Union has not caught up to that yet. 3:31 to play in the third quarter. Cochran starts in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep. Blockers out in front. Kicks it outside. Breaks one tackle and then tripped up at about the 28. Good job by Lance Peterson to mix up the run and the pass here.
He really is doing a good job, but even more importantly, his players are all executing and on the same page right now.
Coming up on 3 minutes remaining third quarter. Second and 5 for Mount Vernon. Adams on the handoff. Moore coming to the left side, and he's brought down in an open field ankle tackle by Brock Hadachek. Hadachek brings it down after, well, right at the line of scrimmage, basically.
How about the solo tackling abilities of the defenders here for Union? Just textbook solid.
3 for 9, Mount Vernon on third down. Adams to throw. Throws the middle of the field, juggled and caught. Gerhardt at the 11-yard line.
Boy, ran a long slant pattern right into the middle of the field. And if you've ever had to do that as a receiver, you know that's no man's land. Two guys hit him immediately upon catching that.
Gerhardt with a first down and 10. No huddle here for Mount Vernon. Hands it off to Cochran. Does Adams trying to get to the corner. Turns it. 5 going for the pylon. Got it. Touchdown, Mount Vernon. 10-yard run for the TD for Jack Cochran.
Cochran's second on the night. And the offense for Mount Vernon is waking up, folks.
28-13. The deficit now for the Mustangs. As Mount Vernon will try for the extra point with Elliott. Still 2:29 remaining here in quarter number 3. Good snap. And the kick is up, and it is good. 28-14. And,
well, we talked, but that was a go time, remember?
Yeah.
When we said when they were going to get this kickoff after the Vaughn 2-yard run touchdown for Union, it's go time, and you could just sense that Mount Vernon's offense knew that's exactly what we were talking about up here, because they put together a drive of 72 yards That was a thing of beauty.
But you got to do it now defensively if you're Mount Vernon.
Now it's time for the defense to step up. That's absolutely right. And so far tonight, they just have not been able to do that consistently. So it's just like the offense with that 72-yard drive. Now it's go time for the defense.
Because if you are Mount Vernon, you're gonna get Isaiah Vaughn. There's no doubt about that. He's going to be coming at you. He's going to be coming out of that Wildcat. He's going to be running the football. However way they disguise it, you're going to get number two coming.
It is. You're going to have to stop Vaughn.
So it'll be Mount Vernon to kick it away. We've already seen one onside kick.
Yes, we have.
Here at the Dome. Do you think we see another one? It'll be a nice time for it. You never know. Elliott has it teed it up at the 40-yard line, 2:29 remaining third quarter. Here's the approach. They will kick it. A side winding squibber will take a bounce, gets away inside the 10, picked up at the 5-yard line. To the 10, 15, and about out to the 20-yard line. And that is it for Roach. As he'll return it for about 15 yards.
Great job by the kickoff team of Mount Vernon. Can just sense right now, Mount Vernon's got new life. You can even see it on their sideline.
28-14, Mount Vernon down by two touchdowns. First to 10 Union. As the Knights will come out with Steck and Rollison to the left side. With Miller flanked wide to the right. Hannes calling signal, sends a man in motion. And the jet sweep. Here comes the sophomore Rollison. Turns it up and got two to the 22 and had both hands covering the ball this time as he was hit by Hunter Horman. And Clark also there as well. They like his speed, the youngster. Third carry for 14 yards. Second down. 1:55. Clock continues to run here in the third quarter. And Union's going to use all of that 25-second play clock, but they only have one timeout left. Vaughn will now be at the quarterback spot. Hannes out to the left side this time. Rollison in the backfield. Off the fake. Vaughn on the keeper. Starts up the middle. Tries to kick it to the outside and runs into Jack Cochran. Runs into Cochran, and it's going to be no gain.
Number 10 doing it all on both sides of the ball right now for Mount Vernon.
Minute 18 clock rolling third quarter.
What you can't see unless you look at the replay is that Tristan Wirfs took about two different gaps that ball was intended to be run in and just stuffed them, plugged them up solid.
Down to a minute in the third quarter, five in the play clock. Hannes in the shotgun and timeout Union. They're going to use their third timeout.
Oh my. Joe Hadacek used all of his timeouts. And we're not to the fourth quarter yet.
And with 57 seconds remaining, they still had three or four on the play clock, but he didn't like the formation. He wanted to make sure here on this third down play.
Yeah, third and eight is one thing. Add another five on, and all of a sudden that becomes ultra difficult.
And you just watch Mount Vernon go straight down the field and score. That on the defense.
Well, he's got some kind of play in mind here that will be suited for third and eight. And I would not be surprised at all if it's another one of those deeper slant patterns. The underneath coverage by the secondary of Mount Vernon has been playing very soft in this third quarter, Scott. Look for that little long slant pattern or something in the hook and curl zone.
After the timeout, it'll be third and eight for the 22. Union needs the 30-yard line. Troy Hannes, the junior quarterback, will come on out with Isaiah Vaughn in the backfield. Twin receivers left, two to the right on third and eight. Crowd starting to make a lot of noise here at the Unidome. Shotgun snap. Hannes backpedaling, has time, throws the middle, incomplete. One-handed attempt out there, and I think it was Vaughn coming out of the backfield on the wheeled route, and it was.
Covered up very, very nicely. by Colton Clark.
But a three and out, first one for either team tonight. And Union will punt from their own 22-yard line with Boyson.
It'll be some great field position if they can field this in the air.
Cochran and Snedden back at the 45 of Mount Vernon. Good snap back. No rush. Got it away. End over end kick, but a pretty deep one. 42-yard line to Snedden. Turning right. Trying to get to the corner. Breaks one tackle at the 45 and ahead to the 47. And a late flag comes in. It'll be a 5-yard return, but probably Mount Vernon's going to be going backwards about 10 yards. We'll see what the indication is here.
Coach Hanacek on the Union sidelines pointing backwards to make sure that his players accept that penalty.
10-yard block in the back against Mount Vernon.
Well, without that, you're almost at midfield to start this possession, and instead, looks like we're going back to about 37.
And it'll be first and 10 Mustangs at the 37. Latter stages, third quarter. Union on top of Mount Vernon, 28-14. Two receivers to left. Now Cochran in motion from left to right. Fake to him. Hand off Moore. Going right side. Pushing ahead behind Werfs. And he'll take him to about the 45. Big Tristan was pulling that time.
Offensive line all doing their job. Not just Tristan Werfs. All of the linemen pushing the gray jerseys back.
Aronson coming back in. He got a quick blow there for Union. Second down and two. Could be the final play of the third quarter. Here is the quick toss. Cochran trying to get to the corner. Chased down from behind by Hanacek. And it will be enough for the first down, though, on the pickup of four.
If Mount Vernon comes right up, they can get another playoff here.
They're going to try to. Clock wound. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. And they will get it off. Adams off a couple of fakes. Back to throw. Going to throw deep right side. Man out there stretching, making the diving catch. Yes, at the 12-yard line was Snedden. 37 yards. And that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. No replay in high school football, so that is going to stand. What a stretch. And what a catch.
Here comes the replay.
By Snedden. Everyone looking to see if he caught it.
Boy, he had to lay out.
He laid out. I think he got it.
I don't see anything there that would say he didn't make that catch.
Well, it's going to be a good one. We're heading to the fourth. It's Union 28, Mount Vernon 14. Back with the fourth quarter. In a minute, you're listening to High School Football Playoff Action presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you at the Union Dome, Scott Unash, John Hagerty with you. We start quarter number four with Mount Vernon in the red zone at the 12-yard line of Union. On first down, Adams to throw. Throws deep out, left side of the end zone. Cochran goes up, had it knocked away, incomplete. Good defense over there for Union on the corner by Drew Edwards. Was giving up about 7 inches to Jack Cochran.
Boy, he timed his leap just right, though. Got one hand in there to bat it away. That was going to be a sure touchdown catch to Cochran.
Give me the numbers through three quarters here in a little bit.
Oh, nice.
Big hit applied right there on the handoff. And there is Aronson again. And it's going to be third down and 10.
Man, these guys are hitting hard right now, Scott.
Third and 10. 28-14 Union. Mount Vernon will put Cochran in the left slot. Snedden slot right. Boots Miller out to the right side. Moore, the lone setback on third and 10. Maybe four down territory. Adams, the throw. Quick out. Caught. Cochran got a block to the 10, to the 5, and has got the first down. Got a great block there in the corner to turn it up.
Yeah, how about Jared Booth out there doing a stock block that sprung that for the first down. That was a gorgeous thing of beauty.
Gain of 11 and a first down and goal quickly. Adams under center. He's going to take it on the sneak right side. I don't think he got there.
I don't think he did either.
And it'll be second down and goal. So he played a minute here of the third quarter.
They brought Werfs into that right guard position again, but I think everybody on the defense for Union knew that that's exactly what they were going to do, was try and sneak behind him. And about three of them got under the pads of Big Tristan.
He's at that right guard spot again. Adams under center. Watch a sneak again here. Nope, he's going to toss it. Cochran to the outside, going for the end zone, got there. Took a couple hits, got the touchdown anyway.
And there's the trifecta for Jack Cochran. Gets the hat trick.
Three touchdowns, one on a catch, two on runs. And with 10:40 to go, Mount Vernon within a touchdown.
Momentum right now squarely in Mount Vernon's favor. Question is, in the remaining 10 minutes and 40 seconds, is it going to be enough?
All-important extra point by Tyler Elliott. Good snap, place down, kick up, and it is good. 28-21 now with 10:40 to play here in the game.
This is the Mount Vernon offense that everybody has enjoyed watching all season. It just took them a half to get there.
Good adjustments by Lance Peterson at halftime, too. I mean, some major adjustments, but very good ones. 339 yards for Mount Vernon after the third quarter. We'll give you Union's coming up here in a moment. Need another defensive stand here if you're Mount Vernon.
Yep, last two possessions for Mount Vernon have yielded touchdowns. They started on their own 20-weight and then on their own 37. So it's not like they're getting a short porch here or anything easy. They're having to earn everything they get right now. But the execution is back. All 11 offensive players doing their jobs at the same time right now. So it's the turn of the defense. The defense has got to come out. Now, on that last stand, the defense took care of business and forced the punt. This is where that chess game's going back and forth. We talked about this in the pregame, Scott. You got a couple of the best coaches in the state right now that are just throwing everything they've got out there with their players. And it's time for the defense, though. It's go time yet again for the defense of Mount Vernon. Can the Stangs duplicate defensively what they have on offense?
296 total yards for Union through three quarters, 339 for Mount Vernon. Mustangs to kick, 10:40 to play. Union out without timeouts, too.
That's right. Haven't had any this entire fourth quarter.
Elliott to kick. And he's going to squib it, keep it on the ground. Takes a high hop at about the 20-yard line. Finally corralled right there by Roach ahead of the 25 and pushed back. Ball came loose, but after he was down, progress will be determined to make the 25-yard line.
Smothered by Cody Connolly. All 220 pounds running downfield to meet that.
First to 10, Union High at the 25-yard line. Troy Hannes going back out there at quarterback for the Knights. Vaughn with 178 yards and two touchdowns through three quarters. And he has carried the ball a bunch. At least 28 times. Hannes in the shotgun. Handoff to Vaughn. Vaughn sweeps the right side, turns it up to the 30, and he is gone. He's going to go for the touchdown. One play, 75 yards. Union with the momentum back.
Untouched. Not one defender for Mount Vernon laid a hand, nay a finger on him.
And boy, did Union need that. And Vaughn with some major yardage now.
75 yards tacked on.
253 yards. Takes 17 seconds for Union to get back on the board. And it's 34-21. Horov for the extra point. It's up, and it is good. We'll take a timeout. 10:23 to play here in the ballgame. It's Union 35, Mount Vernon 21. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the state playoffs presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Kevin Harlan from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Boomer Esiason and I will be on hand to bring you the Cincinnati Bengals at the New York Giants to wrap up Week 10 of the NFL regular season. Andy Dalton and the 3-4-1 Bengals are coming off their bye week, while Eli Manning and the 5-3 Giants hope to extend their three-game winning streak. Join us and hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
Monday Night Football presented by MediaCom, the Bengals and the Giants. Monday night at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with you here at the Uni Dome. 75-yard run. That's now 253 yards for Isaiah Vaughn tonight. And two touchdowns. Nope, three.
Yep.
So he matches Jack Cochran's three.
Had a 67-yarder in the first quarter. Just finished off with the 75-yarder and tacked on along with the two-yard plunge.
30 for 253 tonight.
What a night.
For Vaughn.
Well, we talked in the pregame about the key to this game being the defense for Mount Vernon. And on that particular possession, one play didn't get the job done.
Snedden drops along with Cochran at the 10-yard line. Horo will get set to kick it away. As Iowa continues to lead 11-10 early in the fourth quarter at Kinnick Stadium. Here's the approach by Hora and the kick. A tail wagger that will bounce to Snedden at the 12, to the 15. Angling to the left side at the 20-yard line and chopped down right there. Mr. Ollison, the young sophomore, got him at about the 21-yard line.
Just laid out an ankle tackle there as Snedden was about to turn the corner.
9-yard return, and I think Mount Vernon was pretty fortunate they didn't get a block in the back, too. First and 10, Mustangs. At the 21, back to a two-touchdown deficit. Ball left hash mark, Adams in the shotgun. Adams on the handoff. Here comes Cochran running behind Moore, running behind Werfs in that right side, and takes it for about 6 to the 27-yard line. You can run it as long as you go hurry up here, which is exactly what Mount Vernon is doing.
Right back up on the line of scrimmage.
You go down to 9:55 to play in the game. Cochran out of the backfield, left slot, Snedden slot right. Boots Miller to the right side. Adams to throw. On second down, going to throw deep, going for Snedden into double coverage, and he's got it!
Yep.
He out-jumped the sophomore Rollison, who's only 5'6".
Perfectly thrown ball right on the sideline in front of Union coach Joe Hadachek. Right over his shoulder into his breadbasket.
Gain of 37.
Oh, that's a thing of beauty on replay.
Third catch tonight. First down at the 36. Shotgun handoff. Here comes Cochran. Sweeping off tackle and gets a couple. Cochran's starting to put up some good numbers now, nearing 100 yards. He's over 1,000 for the year now. Has 90 yards and two rushing touchdowns tonight for Jack Cochran. Second down and 8 for Mount Vernon from the Union 33-yard line. One setback, Adams gets the snap, has time, lofts the middle into double coverage, and intercepted. Intercepted at the 5-yard line by Dylan Steck. Dylan Steck with his first interception of the night.
You just can't keep throwing into double coverage like that and expect to thread the needle.
Fifth Mount Vernon turnover.
four picks to go along with the lost fumble on the opening drive of the game.
Mm. And Mount Vernon has to bring the defense right back out. Now, the good news is that Union is at their own four-yard line. But Mount Vernon just watched Isaiah Vaughn go set sail for 75 yards. As we mentioned, that's the fifth turnover for Mount Vernon. First down, Union. Ball in the right hash. Honus in the gun. Hand is off to Vaughn. Comes left. Breaks a tackle to the 10, to the 15, and he's got a first down. Clark on the stop along with Moore. But that's a pickup of 12. And Union will use every little bit of this clock. Every little bit of it. Michigan has kicked a field goal. They now lead 13-11 over Iowa. A 51-yarder.
My goodness.
Here, Mount Vernon trails Union 35-21. 8:37 to play. Here's Vaughn up the middle. Breaks an arm tackle, and then Cochran and Moore bring him down at the 21. But five more for Isaiah Vaughn. Good front five for Union. Knew that coming in, and they've been very good.
You know, they've just sustained their blocks so well. They keep their feet moving. They lock in and don't allow the defensive linemen or the linebackers to get separation so they can make plays. It's just good fundamental blocking that Joe Hadacek and his Union offense is putting out here tonight.
Under eight to play, second and five. Now Vernon still with all three timeouts. Vaughn starts right on the sweep, cuts it back to the middle, and Bootsmiller brings him down. Oh, after a gain of one to about the 22. As a Jack Bootsmiller on the stop. The right side defensive end. 4 for 9 tonight for Union on third down, and they got a big one here. Third and four from the 22. Third down, four. They'll send Boyson to the left side. They'll put a bunch formation to the left, down to two, down to one. They got the play off. Off the fake, slant, caught, and a first down for Boyson. Whenever Union needs it, they go to that slant. That was a heck of a leaping catch by John Boyson.
Yeah, the irony is that it was actually covered better on that play than it has been all night long, and yet he still came up with the completion.
Gain of six and a first down. Fifth catch for John Boyson. For 53 yards. And the clock continues to run. 6:52 remaining. Union will take it all the way down inside five. Hannes calling signals. And Vaughn on the right option. Handoff. Takes it for a couple to the 30-yard line. When, if you're Lance Peterson, do you start calling timeouts?
Well, I don't know. You're going to be down under 6 minutes here next time you look up at the clock. And as you said, the offense for Union milking that play clock for every second it's worth.
Down to five again. Slot left side on the sweep. Here's Vaughn with a hold. 30 to the 35. Close to another first down. Going to be a little short. Jack Cochran, another stop. And that will go for about seven. As he sweeps that left side, but brings up a third and one. Clock under 6 minutes to play. Listening to high school 2A semifinal football here in the state of Iowa tonight. 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Third and one. Slot left, twins right. Mount Vernon showing blitz, and I think the hard count got the Mustangs to jump.
Boy, not just one guy either. I think there were four of them that jumped. And that will reset the chains yet again. Another first down. Keep this drive alive.
18th first down of the ball game. First and 10 at the 42. 5:33, and the clock will start up. Already breaking the huddle, Union, but they can take their time here. And I think that's what Joe Hadacek is telling them to do. Slot left side. Union without a timeout remaining here. Shotgun, Hannes. Hannes on the handoff to Vaughn. Coming left, turns it up 45-50 into the secondary, and there he goes again. To the 20, to the 10, and he's got another touchdown. 58 yards, over 300 on the night for Isaiah Vaughn.
Just perfectly blocked by the offensive line. And once Vaughn gets through and gets any kind of a little crease past those linebackers, you can forget about anybody catching him. He's gone.
Speed to burn, 41-21.
Vaughn's fourth rushing touchdown of the night.
Extra point try coming up. It's on the way, and it is good. 42-21. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back to the Unidome. After this, you're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Kevin Harlan from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Boomer Esiason and I will be on hand to bring you the Cincinnati Bengals at the New York Giants to wrap up Week 10 of the NFL regular season. Andy Dalton and the 3-4-1 Bengals are coming off their bye week, while Eli Manning and the 5-3 Giants hope to extend their three-game winning streak. Join us and hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
Monday Night Football, presented by MediaCom, the Bengals and the Giants. Monday night at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Back at the Unidome at Cedar Falls, as Union closer and closer to the championship game against Boyden Hall Rock Valley, as Union has taken a 42-21 lead here over Mount Vernon. Well, Clemson lost earlier today. Washington loses tonight to USC.
Well, that's going to throw some wrenches into
Hello,
the works.
Hello, Ohio State back into the top four here.
Is there any way two Big Ten teams can...
I don't think so.
I don't think there is either.
I don't think it can be. If Ohio State had not lost, yes.
I agree.
But I think Ohio State can't get in there with two, but Michigan probably could. Speculation. 5:01 to play. Isaiah Vaughn. What a night.
Boy, he's just busted it wide open.
338 yards
wow.
for Isaiah Vaughn tonight. Showing him on the big board, and he's all smiles. Why not? End over end kick. Hora sends it to Sneddon at the 5-yard line. Coming left, 10, turns it up, middle, 15, to the 20-yard line, and brought down on an ankle tackle. Rawlison got him at the 21-yard line is where they will mark it. And that's where Mount Vernon will put it into play.
All the fundamental skills of football that create successful teams were exhibited here tonight by Joe Hadacek's Union Knights. They block, they tackle, they kick, everything, Scott. You can just see it's such a sound, fundamental team.
First down, 21-yard line, and now Mount Vernon's going to have to go to the airwaves. Adams, deep drop, looks middle, now throws to the near side. Boots Miller comes back, makes the catch, and hit with the first down, but inbounds after the pickup of 13. First catch of the night for Boots Miller. And that will be a first down. They'll set the chains, start the clock, 4:46 and running. Trip receivers left side, one receiver to the right. Adams to throw. Looking left all the way, throws short, coming back. Sneddon makes a catch, spins at the 40-yard line, and brought down a yard shy of the first down by Hadacek at the 43. As Sneddon with catch number 4 of the night.
Union not in a prevent defense, but they've severely loosened up their cover 3.
Second down and 1. This time they bring it from the outside. Adams in trouble, sacked. Went down kind of awkwardly, and there's Aronson. Second sack tonight for Union.
He's just a bull.
You know who he reminds me of? Much bigger, but he Doesn't he remind you a little bit of a Dallas Jacobus?
Yeah, he sure does.
For Kennedy last year?
Just a bull.
Third down, long six. Adams throws the out, and it's incomplete. De Bootsmiller went through the hands of Ryan Miller for Union, and Bootsmiller was surprised it got to him. And now it's fourth down, and Mount Vernon's going to go.
Miller's already got a couple of picks on the night. Probably should have been his third.
3:44 to play. Fourth down and seven, we'll call it, for Mount Vernon. On the 43-yard line. Back to throw. Adams all day. Rolls to the left side. Directing traffic. Throw short and a catch made by Snedden coming back on a dive at the 48. And that will be a first down on the gain of 12. Can't tell you how good the secondary is for Union. They'll mark it. 3.5 to play. Mount Vernon will go right up to the line of scrimmage. Here's Adams retreating, throwing middle, and it's broken up incomplete. Wow. Lance Peterson is irate over the non-interference call. And that should have been one.
Well, when it's going your way, Scott, it's going your way, and that's the way it is for Union tonight.
42-21 Union. Second down and 10, and now a penalty flag flies. False start going to be called on Mount Vernon. That's going to make Lance Peterson even more unhappy.
He's still chewing on that linesman beside him.
Mount Vernon going to the four receiver look here with 3:23 to play. Second down and 15. From the left hash, shotgun snap. Adams steps up, throws deep left sideline and overshoots his man. Going for Cochran, incomplete. Third down, about to be dialed up here for Mount Vernon. Made it to the finals last year, and it looks like the Mustangs will come up one game short of trying to get back to that Friday afternoon game this year. Third down, Cochran lines up slot right side. Here's Adams to throw. Being chased. Now rolls to the left side. Throws back into double coverage and complete penalty flag down. This will be interference.
If they didn't throw that one, I think they would have gotten eaten alive.
As there was contact way before the pass got there.
Now the big screen showing Joe Hattercheck on the other side having a little issue with that call.
Now, I think he was mad at his D-backs for saying, why are you doing that? Pointing to his head, saying, why do you even want to make that play? It's going to be inbounds. He's going to be short of the sticks. First down, Mount Vernon at the 42-yard line. Adams on the first down, looking, has all day. Rolls to the right side, throws it away, incomplete.
Oh, that went up into the stands and bounced back onto the field. Hit the railing in the first row.
Got an injured Mustang. Cole Snedden is down with exactly 3 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Lance Peterson is getting some licks in.
He's out. Oh, he's still. He's. Oh, that's as demonstrative as he's been. Oh, he's still pumping his arm up and down.
He's going after him.
Oh, he's coming back for more. He was walking off the field. Now he's coming back for a little more.
After this game, we'll have a very quick post game. We'll get things wrapped up and send it back to the studio and get ready for. After the Final Gun postgame show on the FMs here.
Well, Scott, we've had a crazy 3 days up here, but this is going to bring an end to our 14th year together.
Unbelievably. We've had a great run of finals.
Yes, we have. It's going to come to a screeching halt, though.
5 years?
I think we have 5 years.
Snedden is up, and he's walking off. But Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle and Todd Warner
will have to bring it home for us.
We'll have Regina and West High for Iowa City folks coming up next Friday. One in the morning and one at night. 3 minutes to play, a second and 10 coming up at the 42-yard line for the Mustangs. As Mount Vernon will have it on the left hash mark. One set back. Here's Adams. Throws the high pass incomplete for Cochran. Steck was right there again. And it'll be third down and 10.
Ran the seam route, got behind the linebackers, but he could hear the footsteps of the safety coming up.
2:56 to play here in the game. 42-21 Union. Two more plays possibly coming up for Mount Vernon. Shotgun back to Adams. Pressured, now throws the right side, and a leaping catch made by Boots Miller, and he's going to have a first down at the 27. As Mount Vernon will hurry up.
Think of all the plays tonight, though, Scott, where a pass has been completed by Mount Vernon only to end in an immediate tackle. There have been almost no yards after reception for any receiver for Mount Vernon tonight.
Wind the clock. One setback is Sam Moore. Long count, Adams to throw. Going to throw the out. Long way across the field, and it's caught at the 20-yard line. Boots Miller stays in bounds. Mount Vernon going hurry up here with 2:29 to play. And the clock's still moving. Cochran is exhausted as he lines up slot left side. Adams looking that way. Crossing pattern, caught. Cochran out of bounds with another first down at the 14-yard line.
Man, he's played a great game for Mount Vernon.
Yes, he's offensively and defensively.
The guy never comes off the field.
First down, 14-yard line, 2:15 to play. Adams gets the snap, drops back to throw, throws for the end zone, broken up, almost picked off. Threw it into double coverage, and almost picked off again by Steck.
You know, just another instance of a perfectly thrown ball not getting to the intended receiver because at the last second, somebody either comes in and bats it away, intercepts it. It's just the same story.
Second down, going for the left side of the end zone, and that ball is knocked away on double coverage, incomplete.
Unbelievable skills by this secondary for the Union Knights.
Drew Edwards knocked it away. Third and 10. Going for Cochran again. Edwards came late and high and knocked it away. Third and 10. Union up 42-21, 2:04 to play here in the ball game. This time they're coming with the blitz. Picked up. Adams rolls, throws, center of the end zone. Leaping catch, touchdown, Boots Miller. With 14-yard touchdown to Boots Miller. And slow to get up, one of the Union defenders. And that's Teal, I believe. So another touchdown pass from Adams. Teal will hop off. Minute 58 to play here in the game. 42-27. Elliott's extra point is on the way and good. Minute 58.
Let's take an official's timeout.
Why not? Jeff, tell the guys to be patient. We'll get to them very, very quickly here.
Union defense gives up the touchdown but comes back over to the bench to a standing ovation by their hometown fans.
Minute 58 to play here in the ball game. Iowa's got it back on an interception but deep in their own territory with a couple minutes to play in that one. 319, I beg your pardon.
Well, Joe Hadacek going to be readying the hands team down here.
Yeah, we're going to see an onside kick.
Certain onside kick.
By Mount Vernon. As the Mustangs will get things going. Elliott will try to kick it. Probably squib it on the turf here. Aim left, it looks like. Hands team coming out there. Edwards out there. Miller. Vaughn. And also Boysen out there. Up front for Union. So here comes the onside kick. And it will be squibbed down, and Edwards falls on it at the 44-yard line. Another piece of beautiful execution there.
Done it all night long in all three phases of the game. Special teams have been solid to go along with the tremendous offense and defense for the Union Knights. Now, they've really earned this victory tonight. This is a good Mount Vernon team that they're sending home to check in their gear.
And it's a good Union team.
And, you know, we were talking earlier, Scott, when's the last time? Let's qualify it by saying this first. If Union goes on and wins the state title next week, when's the last time a 3-6 team rebounded with a state title?
Not been very many times. First and 10, Knights at the 44-yard line. And once again, here comes Vaughn. Turns it up 45 to the 50-yard line. Breaks free again. Is he going to score? Yep, he's going to score.
He's gone.
56 yards. That's over 400 now for Vaughn.
Five rushing touchdowns, four of which came in the second half.
My goodness.
And, I mean, these aren't just little 2- and 3-yard plunges, folks. These are runs that involve going half or more of the field.
48-28. Union on top. And the extra point try up and good. With a minute 46 to play. If you had Isaiah Vaughn on your fantasy team tonight, you did good. Let's just say that. Let's get the official indication here. 37 carries. I may need a calculator. How about 394?
Wow.
For Isaiah Vaughn.
He has been everything as advertised, as has this team of destiny.
K.J. Pilcher's got him for 406.
Sometimes, Scott, teams just find the right time, come playoffs, to go on a mission. And that's what Joe Hadacek and his Union Knights have done. They're a team of destiny right now. The mission is not going to be complete until they win the title next week.
And they will take on Boynton Hall Rock Valley coming up next week. Here is Mount Vernon faking the end around on the kickoff, and Sneddon back in there, and that's good to see. Takes it to the 27-yard line. Michigan's got the ball back with a minute 54 to go on their own 16-yard line. And it looks like Iowa's going to take some timeouts here, so that will help us. Again, we'll wrap it up very quickly. Jeff, we'll get it back to you, and you can get ready for the postgame coming up here. First and 10, 27-yard line, and Mount Vernon will stay slinging it with a minute 38 to go. And there's Adams dropping back. Only a three-man rush. Chased, rolls right, lobs it downfield, and Sneddon with the catch. And Roach with the tackle at about the 46. 27 yards. Drew Adams is going to have some nice numbers, too.
The one he's not going to like, though, is the 1, 2, 3, 4 interceptions.
Stop the clock as well. Adams again to throw. Throws a deep cross, tipped, almost intercepted by Hadacek, who dropped nicely. Minute 22 to play here in the game.
This is just outstanding performance by this defense for Union tonight. I can't say enough about the job that they have done against just a tremendous Mount Vernon offense.
Really has been. Second down and 10. Adams yet again to throw. Pump fake, looking right, rolling left, stops, flag down, and Adams down. And Lance Peterson's going to get a timeout to boot. So we got a lot of things happening here.
He's still got two more after this. Down by 21 points.
Going to be a Mount Vernon penalty. And the sack will be a minus five there for Drew Adams. No, they got an illegal formation on Mount Vernon. Interestingly enough. Back to throw Adams on second down. Rolls left, throws short, caught 40-yard line. Cochran gets a block, and he's down the sideline. Down inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. Cochran will go for 26. Clock will start up with a minute to play here in the game. Back to throw Adams. Steps up, crossing pattern. Boots Miller with the catch at the 10 and brought down at the 9-yard line for 14 more. And one of the Knights now starting to cramp. And that's exactly what it is, too.
As much as these two teams have gone after tonight and as many players as go both ways, not surprising at all.
Yeah, it's you've played in here. This is tough.
It's a lot drier than you would think.
And right now, it's Drew Edwards, and you're getting to the point now. You just had a long run. Your defense is back out there again. Mount Vernon's going no huddle,
yep,
throwing it all over the yard.
I mean, you don't even have 15 seconds between plays. And
you're right. I'm surprised more people aren't cramping, to be honest with you. They're attending to Edwards out there.
Trainer's got the foot up, pushing the... He's flat on his back, and the trainer's pushing the ball of his foot down, which is the classic, my cramp isn't feeling very good sign right now.
Yep. We'll get it to our studios here in just a moment. Let Jeff get ready for the post-game show coming up. Down in Iowa City. And now Edwards is up, and he will walk off that cramp.
Hope this loss doesn't diminish what a wonderful season Mount Vernon's had yet again. And this program that Lance Peterson is putting together year in and year out now, Scott, to be contending for trips to the Unidome, I think that says a lot about what's going on in Mount Vernon right now.
Oh, yes, a lot of good things. Going to have a good basketball team, too. First down and goal at the 9-yard line. For Mount Vernon. Trying to stick another one in. Off the fake to Moore. Lob right side of the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete. And with 38 seconds left, it'll be second down and goal.
Batted away yet again. That's been the story of the night for the receivers of Mount Vernon, is just when they think the ball's coming down and they're going to reach up and snag it with both hands, a Union Knight hand comes in and pushes it away.
Second down and goal, Adams, the junior quarterback, rolling to the right side, looking for the end zone. Penalty flag down, and the pass through the hands of Sneddon incomplete. 32 seconds to play. And going to be a hold on Mount Vernon. Well, they'll back them up 10, make this a little bit more difficult.
Right now, all you can buy is real estate down there, so even though he gets an extra down, they would need that yardage if you're the defensive coach for Union.
Adams is going to have almost 350 yards passing, I think. Vaughn, 400 yards rushing, pass incomplete behind Booth. It'll be third down with 26 seconds to play. Been another great year for us with high school football. As Iowa's got the ball back and moving here, Jono.
Is there enough time?
Oh, yeah. Back to throw Adams. Throws the out and behind the intended receiver. Incomplete. It'll come down to fourth down with 22 seconds to play. 49-28. Fourth and goal for Mount Vernon at the 19.
Maybe the last play for a tremendous group of seniors that are going to be graduating from Mount Vernon.
Fourth down. Adams one more time. Pressured. Rolls right. Looking. Looking. He's got to throw the end zone. Throws it up. Middle of the end zone. A jump ball. Knockdown incomplete.
One more knockdown. Symbolic for the whole night.
And it will go over on downs. Time for one kneel down. For Union, Isaiah Vaughn, a record-setting night, right around 400 yards.
So the Union Knights were district runners-up and yet can be the state champions with one more victory. How about that?
North Fayette Valley won the district. Union was a runner-up in what was the toughest district more than likely in the state. And it will be Hannes to get it. He'll take a knee, and that will do it. Union jumps out to the early lead, and they hold on. Jumped out 21-0, and the Knights beat Mount Vernon 49-28 to go to 11-1 on the year. And they'll head to the state championship to take on Boyden Hall Rock Valley. Mount Vernon ends their season at 9-3. Too much Isaiah Vaughn tonight.
Yep, you had one team from LaPorte City that just executed on all three facets of the game tonight for 48 minutes, Scott. It's that simple. And Mount Vernon just didn't do it. They offensively had a pretty good night, but they got started too late offensively. Defense was not able to execute. Special teams gave some things up. You got to play 48 minutes, and I think when it comes down to it, too, you can't be turning the ball over five and six times either. So it's a pretty easy recipe for success, and LaPorte City Union is going to parlay that into a chance for a state title.
Two championship games coming up next week for you on KGYM. Next Friday in the morning, it'll be Regina taking on Western Christian, the 1A rematch, and then it'll be Iowa City West and Dowling Friday night for the 4A state championship. John, can't say enough. Year 14 was great.
Yes, it was. We'll get back and do it again 15.
Year 15 will be even better. A lot of great football we saw. Thanks to First Federal Credit Union, presenting sponsor of high school football at KGYM. Thanks to all our great boosters. And, again, we'll have two championship games coming up next Friday. Stay tuned on the FMs. It's after the final gun, the Iowa postgame show, after what might be an upset win over Michigan. We shall see. Stay tuned for that. AM, you get ESPN programming. Jeff Downing, thank you very much. Thanks to all our boosters. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Week from Tuesday, we got basketball starting. Hard to believe, but that is the case. For Jeff Downing in the studio, for John Hegarty, Scott Unash, thanks so long. Hope you enjoyed it tonight. Final score of this Class 2A state semifinal here at the Unidome at Cedar Falls. It's number 4, Union, 49, and number 3, Mount Vernon, 28. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from the Unidome in Cedar Falls.